Pogansky takes a hit but keeps going with a man on his back, and it goes in! It's a Tri-City Storm goal! Picked up by Gomez, finds Sasir, shot, score! Sasir took the shot, and the Storm get a power play goal! Martin with a shot, and he scores! Kepler Martin, a power play goal! Lesperance with a great shot, and he scores! Joel Lesperance streaking through the neutral zone. Eastman throws it in! It's a goal! Kyle Eastman, first goal of the season! Rebound score! Garrett Gomez on a rebound! Gives the Storm a 2-1 advantage! Lukowski fires a shot and scores! Nolan Lukowski gets the Storm on the board with a power play goal!
Time to take it to the ice on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Viero Wireless pregame show. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome inside the Tri-City Storm broadcast booth tonight. Here, the Storm taking on the Omaha Lancers at the Viero Event Center on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Jared Sheffrin with you here, and we're inside the Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit us at Viero.com. Game number 32 for the Storm this season. We're more than halfway through into the second part of the season. And the Storm come in now with a record of 12-17-2 after having won each of their four previous games, the first three against the Sioux Falls Stampede, and they defeated Omaha on Wednesday night at the Ralston Arena. Final score in that game was 2-1 in favor of the Storm. They get the first victory over Omaha this season. Storm went 6-1-1 against Omaha a year ago, but this year struggled. It took them the first seven meetings to get a win, and so now the Storm 1-6 against the Lancers this season, but a 2-1 win on the road in Omaha to keep the streak alive. Tyler Vessel, the league's leading scorer, scored in the first period to give Omaha a 1-0 lead, but the Storm, after a few shaky moments in the first, righted the ship at the end of that opening period and came out in the second with some fire. They get a breakaway goal from Chris Wilkie. Chase Berger made the pass, and Wilkie finished it off 2 minutes and 40 seconds into the second period to tie the game at one. The game-winning goal came later in that second period. Kyle Eastman, that time from Chase Berger as well. Berger on the forecheck, got a steal out in front, and fed Kyle Eastman for an easy tap-in goal that won the game for the Storm after a scoreless third period. Tri-City won that one 2-1. The win went to Jacob Johansson. Johansson, his sixth consecutive game where he came out with a victory, and the Storm get the 2-1 win. Johansson, the key there, only had to make 17 saves to get the win. That is a huge difference than what we were seeing earlier in the season. That was the lowest shot total the Storm had allowed all year long. And you saw Johansson getting the help there from the defense, and the Storm really, really played well in that victory over the Omaha Lancers, 2-1 on Wednesday night. Here tonight, they'll renew the rivalry once more. It'll be the eighth meeting between the two teams. One meeting left this season between the two, and that'll come 1 week from tonight in Omaha at the Ralston Arena. So the teams, only two more meetings this season. The final one will be a week from tonight, but first we got to get through this one. Tri-City and the Lancers will drop the puck at 7:30. We'll take a quick break, come back with our Best Western Plus behind enemy lines, and get you the Coach's Corner with Jim Holton. Take a break and come back right here on the Viero Wireless pregame show on the Breeze, 94.5.
Celebrating their 20th year in business, Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. They can also handle all your truck equipment needs, from toolboxes and truck bodies to snowplows and hydraulic pumps and motors. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment has a large shop and is ready to tackle your projects, from repairs to custom work. Check them out today at centralhydrauliconline.com.
For all your paint, paint supplies, and paint equipment, stop in at your local Diamond Vogel Paint Store in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Our employees stand ready to help with questions or recommendations regarding your paint needs. See us today.
Diamond Vogel, quality last longer.
This is the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Puck's about to drop, but first we talk with the coach. Now back to the ice, the CHS Coach's Corner. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Tri-City Storm getting ready to take on the Omaha Lancers at the Viero Event Center. Here, this is going to be the eighth meeting between these two teams. Seventh meeting was on Wednesday night. The Storm got the win. They're going to look to do the same here tonight, keep their winning streak alive. Let's hear what the coach has to say. It's the Coach's Corner with myself and Jim Holt.
Tri-City Storm going up against the Omaha Lancers tonight at the Viero Event Center. Inside the Coach's Corner, Jared Schaffrin sitting down with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton. And Coach, you prepared for this last weekend a little bit. How do you prepare for a game against a team knowing that they're probably trying to get revenge against you?
Well, I think the thing we keep going over is consistency. No matter what happened in the previous game or who the opponent is just bring our game and bring our level of consistency. And this is another challenge for us. We did a great job last weekend. I'd like to turn the tables. I'd like us to be the aggressor tonight. I thought Omaha took it to us in the first period Wednesday night, and I thought we were lucky to get into the first period, which was the key for us, just to tread water a little bit in the first. But I thought they kind of took it to us physically and in the battle zones, and we had to drag ourselves into the battle. But tonight I'd like it to be the opposite. I'd like us to be a lot more aggressive, especially on the forecheck early on.
You're on a four-game win streak right now. Obviously, things are going pretty well. But it's obviously you have to work every single night. Things aren't going to come easy to anybody. Nobody's given anything to each other. Is that kind of the message in the locker room a little bit?
Well, it is. I mean, it's great that we're on a roll, but we still have a ton of work to do. Excuse me. And I think everybody realizes that. So we always talk about when that victory Wednesday night was done, when we arrived back in Kearney, we get back on our focus and back to work. And we had a good work day yesterday at practice. And again, we focus on today. We don't worry about yesterday. We don't worry about tomorrow. We just focus on the process today.
You held Omaha to 18 shots in the last game on Wednesday. That's the lowest total this team has held anybody to. When you're looking, obviously that's been a key in your preparation, is to try to hold teams to lower shot totals. How do you do that? Just in what's the key to try to hold them off the board?
Well, it's position and structure, and then I think you have to get a team. Omaha's a team, especially that top line, that scores a lot of goals, so they probably are looking at their stats saying, we have to shoot the puck more. We have to have a more simplistic approach. So they might have been guilty of overpassing a little bit when I watched the tape. But that was a good thing for us. But I also thought our defensive structure and protecting in between the dots. In hockey, you hear a lot about protecting the middle of the house in between the dots. And I thought last weekend and then following into Omaha, we did a really good job of that. And that's your structure and your positioning.
Couple lineup changes tonight. No Nolan Gulkowski this weekend. And we are without Christian Horn as well. So how'd you shuffle the lines and what decisions did you have to make there?
Yeah, obviously we were forced on a couple lineup decisions. Nolan has returned back to Detroit for Peter Halash's funeral. Very important for him to be there, and a reality wake-up call for all of us that this is just a game we're playing. So we support Nolan and his family and our thoughts and our prayers. And then Horn is out. He's day-to-day. We don't think it's going to be anything long-term with the concussion. He has concussion-like symptoms, not necessarily a full-blown concussion, but safe to say he's not going to be in tonight or tomorrow. So we got a little bit lucky in that Abel did his bike test and his exertion test yesterday, passed it with flying colors, so he's back in the lineup tonight. And we're going to address five defensemen, and we'll address Joey DiBenedetto, who he's been chomping at the bit to get into some game action. So it's not bad. We moved Wilkie up with Lesperance and Gamez. He's a talented kid that can fit in on offense. Abel, Lebowski, Pogansky stays the same. Berger, Curry, Mayer have played a lot together. So even though we had to make a couple tweaks, it's not a huge big change.
Defensively, only five guys in the lineup, as you mentioned. So what's the plan there? I know Coach Bittner is the one who kind of rolls the defense, but when you have five, what kind of things change?
Well, you can't go as easy on your matchups. You have to be a little bit more creative, and especially against that top line Omaha, that's a challenge. But that's why JB gets the big bucks back there. And a big thing for us is to make sure that our team structure is as strong as it was the other night to alleviate a lot of the situations where they can get into trouble. The other thing is managing your ice time. We have to make sure that we're smart on our line changes and our discipline, because if we get into penalty trouble, that's when you can get into some major issues with only 5D dressed.
All right, there you have it from Jim Holton, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, getting ready for tonight's game with the Omaha Lancers. Second game between these two teams this week. Coach, we wish you luck, and we'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks, Jared.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
We're just minutes away from the start of Tri-City Storm Hockey. Back to the booth, the Viero Wireless pregame show continues on the Storm Radio Network.
Viero Wireless pregame show, Tri-City Storm and Omaha Lancers here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Jared Schaffrin with you here, and let's go behind enemy lines presented by Best Western Plus. The official host hotel of the Tri-City Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit and right next door to the Viero Event Center, offering the finest in amenities. Called Best Western Plus Kearney at 308-234-2541. Tonight's behind enemy lines, we look at the top scoring defenseman on the Lancers, and that is Tucker Pullman. Pullman this season in 32 games has 9 goals and 16 assists for 25 points. He's got a plus 17 rating, and of those 9 goals, 7 of them have come on the power play. Very impressive numbers from Tucker Pullman. He is the top scoring defenseman in the USHL. So if you look at the Lancers, they've got Jake Randolph, the top scorer, and they've got the top defensive scorer in Tucker Pullman. They've also got the top goal scorer in Tyler Vessel. Pullman this season with the 25 points leads all defensemen, and last season he led the Omaha Lancers in power play goals. So he's a power play specialist for the Lancers, and he's going to be a man to watch here tonight. Tucker Pullman on the back end. He will wear number 6 for the Lancers. He is committed to North Dakota, and he's an NHL draft pick of the Winnipeg Jets. Now let's get you tonight's starting lineups presented by Burger King, the home of the Whopper. Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with 5 locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and 2 locations in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. First for the visiting Omaha Lancers. Lancers will stop their top line. Jake Randolph, Tyler Vessel, and Gage Huff. Randolph on the left side, 5'9", 170 pounds out of Duluth, Minnesota. He'll head to UNO next season, stay in Omaha. At the center, it'll be number 23, Tyler Vessel, 5'11", 180 pounds out of Rochester, Minnesota, and he is also headed off to UNO. On the right wing, number 12, Gage Huff, 6', 200 pounds out of Omaha, Nebraska. Huff, third leading scorer on the team and in the USHL, 14 goals, 24 assists for 38 points. On defense, Brandon Smith will take the start on the left side. Wears number 16 out of Centennial, Colorado. He's 6', 190 pounds. Smith, this season for the Lancers, has played in 16 games and he has 2 assists. Tucker Pullman will get the start on the right side. We just talked about him. Leading defensive scorer in the league through 32 games. 6', 190 pounds out of East Grand Forks, Minnesota. Headed to North Dakota next season. He wears number 6 on the right side of the defensive core. Number 1, Hayden Hockey is in net tonight for the Lancers. They switch things up. They had starter Cole Bruns in on Wednesday. Hockey gets the start tonight. He's 6', 175 pounds out of Parker, Colorado. Hockey has been great against the Storm, and so the Lancers are hoping he's got the same magic tonight. Through 10 games this season, he's 9-1 with 2.08 goals against average and a 91.8 save percentage. And that's your starters for Brian Kaufman's Omaha Lancers. The scratches, Nicholas Folin, Austin Pooley, and Luca Frigo. Frigo suspended 1 game for a hit late in the game on Christian Horn. It's got Horn out of the lineup, and we transition right into the starting lineup for the Storm. The Storm, 12-17-2 overall. At home, they are 6-6-2, and against the Lancers, just 1-6. But they'll start their top line tonight, which is Garrett Gomez, Joel Esperance, and Chris Wilkie. Horn out of the lineup with an upper body injury. Gomez on the left side. Where's number 13? 6', 175 pounds out of Chino Hills, California. He has played in 29 games, 2 goals, and 12 assists. He's committed to the University of Denver. At the center, number 27, Joel Esperance. 6'2", 175 pounds, out of Brighton, Michigan. Played 31 games, 18 goals, and 11 assists for the big man. Committed to Michigan Tech. On the right wing, it's Chris Wilkie, number 44, 5'11", 185 pounds, out of Omaha, Nebraska. Played for the USNTDP last season. 8 goals and 5 assists for 13 points for Wilkie this year. He's headed to North Dakota for his college hockey experience. On defense, number 6, Kevin Kerr on the left side, 5'11", 175 pounds, out of Bensalem, Pennsylvania. And Team Comcast, Kerr has played in 30 games, and he's got 4 assists. On the right side, it's Jalen Schultz. Schultz, 6'1", 170 pounds, out of Cambridge, Minnesota, wearing number 8, and he's got 4 assists in 28 games played this season. The netminder for the Storm, number 30, Jacob Johansson, gets the start once again. Johansson's won 6 straight out of Sweden in Stockholm. Johansson threw 26 games, a 2.68 goals against average, and a 92.1 save percentage. We'll take a break for the anthem and come back for the start of the game here on the Breeze.
Wake up with a better breakfast at Burger King. Try our classic sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich, made fresh to order with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted American cheese, all on a toasted flaky croissant. Or start your day with a freshly blended caramel frappe, the perfect addition to any meal. Rise and shine every morning with breakfast at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating restaurants.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
The skates are on, the helmets tight. It's time for hockey in the heartland. You're listening to the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Back to the ice for the drop of the puck. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Just underway at the VL and Omaha Lancers just underway here. And a quick chance to catch our breath about 30 seconds into the game. Jacob Johansson covers up the puck. Jake Randolph got the first little chance on net. Not really even a full shot on net, but Johansson got a piece of it and then hung on to the puck. It's Tri-City Storm in their home whites tonight, going from right to left on your radio dial. Purple lettering and numbering on the back. White helmets for Tri-City. Omaha is going from left to right on your radio dial. They're wearing their black uniforms with black helmets and orange trim. White lettering and numbering on the back. For the Lancers, Storm have the puck in their own end. Abel around the far side of Poganski trying to get it out. After this faceoff, the Storm had a couple chances trying to get it out, and they have not been able to, and now it's kept in once again, and a quick shot was blocked in front, and now put to the near side by Abel. Abel up the near side wall. Lebowski couldn't get it out. Another chance in front here for the Lancers, and a shot whistles wide. Jacob Forsbacher Carlson with the shot, and now Johansson scoops up the rebound and hangs on. Jim Holton talked in the coach's corner about getting a better start tonight. The Lancers dominated the first 5-6 minutes on Wednesday. Same thing for the first minute here. It's been all Omaha. Storm have not had the puck in the offensive zone. Just a minute and 7 seconds into the game, however. As the faceoff will come to Johansson's left. Berger against Brian Williams on the faceoff. And it's won by Tri-City. Kevin Kerr back down there to Sean Lang, and on the far side, Mayer trying to get it out. He couldn't. And again, the Storm just not able to clear the zone right now. Very simple play, but they haven't been able to make it. Kerr on the near side, can't get it out. Zach Jordan centering pass is to the center, and now Mayer will get it ahead for Pat Curry. Curry into the offensive zone, takes a shot, and Hawkey makes the save. Rebound behind the net, and a penalty upcoming on Tri-City early on. So Omaha will head to the power play. It's Hawkey who heads to the bench as the Lancers move up ice in the late call. But now Jordan just fires it in, and Johansson will cover up, and we have our first penalty of the night. About a minute and 45 seconds in, and it'll be Chase Berger who heads to the box for Tri-City. So right to the GNC penalty kill here. Berger will go 2 minutes for hooking. The referee tonight is Anthony Folletti. Ian McCambridge and Justin Hedlund are the linesmen in this one. Storm into the GNC penalty kill for the next 2 minutes. And off the faceoff, they get it out. Nice job by Kyle Eastman to chip it into neutral ice. Tucker Pullman will reset, and now it's Randolph into the zone. He dumps it in deep. Played by Vessel in the near side. To the center for Pullman. He shoots. Save made. Johansson. Rebound went over the net. Schultz batted it out of the way. A dangerous rebound. Now Randolph behind the net once again. Randolph to the far side where Vessel has it. Vessel to the center was deflected up top. Gage Huff gloved it down, and now he'll play it on the far side. Cycles down low to Vessel. Vessel behind the net with Omaha on the man advantage. Randolph to the center, and a shot was blocked by Schultz. Rebound. Randolph gets it. Randolph picks up his own rebound now on the near side wall. Cross ice pass up top for Johnson. Now Pullman in the center and a shot. Save Johansson. Rebound came loose for Vessel and it went behind him. And Storm catch a break there. They can't clear. Gage Huff with it now on the top of the left circle. Pullman in the center. A shot was deflected wide. Huff on the far side. Minute gone by in the GNC penalty kill. Johnson on the far side. Now it's Vessel on the left circle. Vessel, top of the circle, moving around McMurphy. Left it for Johnson, who almost lost it but kept it in. Cross ice pass to Pullman. Down low to Vessel. Cross ice, Randolph. He fakes, shoots it wide. Randolph waited a second and he put it wide. Now Vessel to the center, knocked away and sent down the ice. Jalen Schultz got it out. 35 seconds remaining now in the GNC penalty kill. Lancers with it behind their own net. Move forward by Ryan Tate. The Lancers get the second unit on. Tate goes flying past Lebowski, who took a hit by Matt Nelson, into the zone. Tate shoots, hits the crossbar. Tate hits the crossbar, and now the Lancers have control again. Forsbacher Carlson down low. Looks to the Tate up top for Nelson. Pogansky all over him, can't get the steal. Nelson down low now on the goal line. Got a back pass, and it's out of the zone, and the Storm have killed the opening penalty on Chase Berger. Still scoreless, the big highlight there. Ryan Tate hits the crossbar. Tate's back in onside. Another shot deflected out of the way. Now Sean Lang will start at 3-on-2. L'Esperance into the zone. L'Esperance backhanded shot gets deflected away by Hawkey. Down low, Gomez on the far side now. And it's picked back up by the Lancers. Taken out of the zone and sent back to the Storm end of things where Sean Lang will control it. Lang, cross-ice pass. Wilkie able to knock it into the Omaha end. About 4:15 into this game, scoreless at the Viero Event Center. L'Esperance trying to cycle with Gomez in the near side corner of the Omaha end. L'Esperance in the near side wall. Gomez kicked it to L'Esperance. Shot towards the center was blocked by Henderson. Now Henderson brings it past the red line. Into the zone offside as Zach Jordan couldn't hold up on the line. 15:26 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. Thanks for joining us here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ. Jared Schaffron with you as the Storm take on the Lancers for the eighth time this season. Tri-City got their first win over Omaha on Wednesday, a 2-1 win. And the Lancers came out flying here tonight through the first few minutes, but the Storm have been able to hold Omaha off, and it's scoreless thus far. The Lancers had a few good chances on a power play and early penalty to Chase Berger, but they were not able to score. Now at the top of the Storm end, Curry able to get it out. But it's sent back in to Schultz. Cross-ice pass. Delo's got it on the far side. Got it forward to Berger. Berger sends it in deep. Icing is waved off. And Connor Light has it for Omaha. Light around the near side for Louis Rowe. Rowe starts it forward for Angelo. Gets sent away by Berger. Can't get it out of the Storm end. And now Berger able to stand up and move the puck over to Cecere. Garrett Cecere got it up the near side wall. Deflected in deep by Drew Mayer. Storm will get a change, and Jimmy Schultz picks it up for Omaha.
Schulte behind his own net now. Is it's Hayden Hockey in net for the Lancers tonight. Johansson for Tri-City. Lebowski trying to get a steal behind the net. Couldn't do it. And now it's Connor Light who gets past Poganski. Here's a rush. It's to the center for Vessel. He shoots. Save made by Johansson with the blocker against Vessel, the league's leading scorer. Now another shot was blocked. On the far side, Vessel picks up the rebound. Shot there came from Light. Vessel tried a centering pass for Huff. It deflected over to Johnson. He got it down low. Randolph up top. Here's Gage Huff. Tees one up. Deflection wide of the net. Rebound on the far side to Nelson. He takes a hit from Poganski. Puck's moved to Cecier. And it's bounced out of the... Oh, to the top of the zone. Not out. But now Cecier will control it, and he gets it out. Lebowski tips it in. Abel trying to chase against Johnson. Johnson able to move it around the net. Abel will go off on a change as Eastman comes in to reinforce, and he takes it away, but he couldn't hold on to it. Now it's Ryan Tate up the far side. Tate trying to get it in the zone, and they were in onside. Tyler Hines was flying in there. And now Tate on the far side trying to grind here and gets to the center. Forsbacher Carlson with the shot. Johansson makes the save. Big rebound. Was sent up and gloved by Eastman. Nice pass to McMurphy. McMurphy into the zone. On the near side, Aldworth got it back to McMurphy. McMurphy behind the net. Around the near side, Aldworth. Aldworth cycling back. McMurphy wasn't ready for it. He left the wall, and now it's Smith who plays it forward for the Lancers. Tate starts on the far side for Omaha. Tried to get it in the zone. He was stopped by Wilkie. Wilkie trying to get a centering pass. Got it to Gomez. Gomez into the zone. Gomez on the right side with a shot. Save made by Hockey. Rebound went behind the net. Good look from Gomez. He almost forced it through as Wilkie gets it back to Gomez, who's got two Lancers on him in the near side corner. Gomez, nice play on the near side wall. It goes back down low, and Ryan Tate will play it for the Lancers. It's up top. Dello couldn't keep it in with the glove, and it's back down to the Storm end for Kevin Kerr. Long pass is chipped in deep by Lesperance. Gomez is going after it. Hockey stops it and plays it behind the net to Schulte. Schulte banks it off the wall and out of the zone off the glass. Now Kevin Kerr makes one move, sends it back to Cecier in the Storm end. 12:26 left in the first. Tri-City and Omaha are scoreless on the breeze. Lancers have it moving forward now as Connor Light sends it in from the red line. Johansson sticked it down behind the net for Kevin Kerr. Kerr took a hit there on the far side, but left it for Cecier, who moved it, and it was gloved down by Chase Berger, and he got it forward and out of the zone. Mayer has it in neutral ice. He brings it in onside, but lost the puck as he came into the zone, and it's played by Jimmy Schulte. Up top and kept in momentarily, but now dragged out by Berger. Past the red line and sends it right back in. Hockey just got a piece of it, but Pat Curry keeps it alive. Curry down low with Mayer. Mayer's got two Lancers on him, trying to win the battle. He does. Mayer to the center. It was deflected away by the stick of Hockey. Louis Rowe with a centering pass too far in front of Henderson, and Schulte takes the loose puck in center ice. Dumped in deep. Hit off a glove of a Lancer player. Mayer to the center, try to find a lurking Nolan Abel, who was taken away by the Lancers. Good defensive recovery from Omaha there. Nice try by Mayer. Here's the Lancers moving into neutral ice. Brendan Smith sent it into the Storm end of the near side corner. Poganski first man there. Poganski took a hit along the near side wall. Penalty upcoming on Omaha. So the Storm will take to the Century 21 power play when we return to action. Their first time tonight with the man advantage. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs. From discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to new property, call Century 21 today at 308-234-5550. Game's got a good pace to it here in the first period. Lancers have outshot the Storm 6-2 thus far, but Tri-City heading on the power play for the first time tonight. Good battle between these two teams thus far. And the Storm now saluting Kim Dio as the Platte Valley State Bank Patriot salute. Kim and Nita Dio get the honor. Standing ovation from the crowd here in Kearney. Scoreless game on the breeze, 94.5 FM. Thanks for tuning in here tonight. As both of these teams looking to catch some ground, the Lancers lost on Wednesday to the Storm, looking for revenge. Tri-City looking to try to continue to move up in the standings. Penalty is whistled here to the Lancers, and it's to Anthony Angelo, and it's 2 minutes for roughing on Angelo. So the Storm with a faceoff. It's Wilkie and Cecier at the point. Down low, Lebowski had a look there, but he couldn't handle it. Now it's Wilkie again. Wilkie to the center. Wilkie holding, shooting, deflection wide of the net. Lebowski put it in front, and it was stopped by Hawkey, and now he covers up. Official stop play. Bit of a new-look power play without Christian Horn tonight. The Storm look to Cecier, Wilkie, Polganski, L'Esperance, and Lebowski. The first line here, Cecier, Wilkie, and Lebowski, all guys that haven't seen too much power play time the last couple months. They've been on the second unit. Now the Storm with the faceoff. It's Cecier at the point. Cecier down low to L'Esperance. Back to Cecier. Cecier over to Wilkie. Down low Lebowski. Back to Wilkie, and he couldn't hold it in the zone. A little too much on that pass from Dan Lebowski, and Wilkie lost it all the way down. Wilkie on the near side moved it into the corner, and now Cecier will start forward. Cecier to the far side. L'Esperance into the zone. Takes a shot. Save made by Hawkey. Rebound Lebowski. L'Esperance had a backhand stab at it, but it was blocked. Didn't get all of it. Now it's moved to Mayer, and a shot missed the net wide by L'Esperance. Cecier in the left point now. With a minute remaining on the power play, Lebowski with a chance, missed on a pass. Now a chance in front. Looked like a chance there, and it was stopped by Angelo. Fans behind the net were upset. They were looking like they thought it was in, but I don't think it actually crossed the line. Great pass from Cecier to Lebowski down low, setting up the chance. And we mentioned the Storm here during the pregame show without Nolan Glukowski this weekend. So only five defensemen in the lineup. Nolan Glukowski attending the funeral of one of his closest friends, Peter Halish, who passed this week, member of the Topeka Roadrunners and a former member of the Tri-City Storm. The Storm win the faceoff now. 47 seconds left on the power play. Dello from the center, a shot. And it was saved there, and a rebound chance for the Storm, but they couldn't put it in. Now Dello to Kerr on the near side. Another shot. Storm a lot trying to look for Curry down low in the same spot that they looked for Lebowski before. The left man on the point, which has been both Kevin Kerr and Cecier, have really tried to weave that puck through a soft spot in the penalty kill for the Lancers, and it's been Curry and Lebowski that have had stabs at it in front, but neither have succeeded. Now the Lancers have it in the Storm end, but it's poked off by Dello, and Chase Berger has it with just 15 seconds left in the Century 21 power play. Scoreless game halfway through the Nebraska Lottery first period. Kerr turned it over on the far side, and it's sent all the way back down by the Lancers. Johansson plays it behind the net. Kevin Kerr evades one member, Nash Warden of the Lancers, as Eastman got it to Curry, who chips it in deep, and we're back at even strength. 9:08 remaining in the first. McMurphy on the forecheck, and Eastman getting in there with a hit. Trying to keep the puck into the zone. Eastman keeping it in there on the near side half wall near the Lancer bench, but the Lancers ended up getting it out to neutralize. Aldworth tried to chip it past Angelo. Angelo puts it into the Storm end. Schultz sends it off to Cecier on the far side. Eastman got it into the zone again. The Lancers send it right back out. This one's going to go all the way down for icing on the Lancers. 8:38 remaining in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. Tri-City Storm and Omaha Lancers are scoreless here on the Breeze. Omaha, the third best offense in the USHL and the number one defense, allowing just two goals a game. That two goals was enough for the Storm to beat Omaha on Wednesday. But this season, the Lancers back by their fantastic goaltending duo. Here's a chance off the faceoff and a shot from Polganski that missed the net wide. Didn't get all of it on a backhand, and it did not hit the net. Good look from Polganski and a strong move to the front there as it's chipped in deep by the Lancers again. Icing whistled once again on Omaha. So once again, an icing to the Lancers. And we're talking about that great defense. Both Cole Bruns and Hayden Hawkey have been a fantastic goaltending duo for the Lancers this season. Storm have struggled against both of them, especially Hawkey. This is the fifth time the Storm are seeing Hawkey. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Dello with a shot that was blocked. And now Henderson will bring it out. Henderson on the far side sends it in deep. High shot off the glass that rolled in to the Storm end. Sean Lang played it to Wilkie. Wilkie with a dangerous pass that almost got intercepted. Ends up getting dumped in by L'Esperance, but Wilkie tried to find Gomez in a really dangerous pass. Storm lucky that was not turned over as Dello's able to send it right back into the zone. L'Esperance tags up, plays it in. Shot, missed the net wide. Rebound, Lang keeps it in on the near side. And now it's played atop, and it's out of the zone. L'Esperance does secure possession. Wilkie on the far side couldn't catch up to it, though, and now it's Tate into the zone. Cecier playing him in the far side corner. Nice job to poke the puck by Cecier. Wilkie tried to get it out, but he couldn't. Shot came from the far side wall from Smith. And it went wide of the net. Now the rebound is Gomez takes a hit from Hines. Couldn't get it out. Pullman keeps it in. Nice job there by Lesperance to force it out of the zone. Smith coming right back in. Leaves it there for Tate. Centering pass for Smith. Couldn't get a shot off. It was knocked away by Lang. Good stick work by Sean Lang for the Storm. And now Hines from the corner behind the net. Shot. It hit the outside of the net. And now Tate lost the battle to Chase Berger of Tri-City, but Pat Curry couldn't clear off the pass, and a shot was saved by Johansson. Smith took a low shot, and Johansson made the save with a glove. Stoppage in play, 6:58 to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Buy $10 a Nebraska Lottery Powerball, and you'll get an entry voucher for a chance to win a trip to the ultimate tailgate party in Cleveland with 100 Pro Football Hall of Famers. Visit nelottery.com for details. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. Tri-City Storm and Omaha Lancers scoreless here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Two teams meeting for the eighth of nine meetings this season. So far scoreless. Shots on goal have evened up a bit. Omaha with eight shots on net. Tri-City with six. Both teams 0 for 1 on the power play. And the faceoff will be in the Storm end here to the left of Johansson. Again, scoreless game here in Kearney. Faceoff is won back by the Lancers, and Jimmy Schultz sends it into the near side corner. Goes behind the net, played by Huff, back into the corner. Randolph here. Randolph, this top line got a lot of time early on in the game, but now they're right back on here later in the first period. Randolph. To the center, shot from Huff. Johansson may have gotten a piece with the right pad. Shot was deflected, and so it was probably tough to read. Nice keep-in on the blue line by the Lancers there, and now a stoppage here, and a hand pass is whistled on Omaha. So hand pass on the Lancers. Faceoff will head out of the zone to neutral ice. 6:28 remaining. In the first scoreless game on the Breeze, 94.5. McMurphy and Angelo on the faceoff now, just outside of the Storm end. It's won by the Lancers, and Louis Rowe sends it back to Matt Nelson with a shot that missed the net wide from neutral ice. Dello got it in the corner, rubbed off a hit, and now the puck is played by Warden. Centering pass, save Johansson on a shot by Louis Rowe. And Aldworth comes out with the puck. Lost it briefly. And now a penalty is whistled here in transition. I don't know who the call is coming to. It's a hooking call. And it's to Omaha. Stormer rushing up the ice, and Nash Warden will head to the box. 2 minutes for hooking. Tri-City heading the Century 21 power play for the second time tonight. Lancers with the number one power play unit. Actually, it's now number two power play unit after the Storm held them 0 for 5 on Wednesday. Tri-City on the power play, ranking a little bit under halfway mark in the league, about 10th, 11th Storm power play, about 80%. Excuse me, penalty kills 80%, power play about 15%. As the Lancers send it all the way down off the faceoff, Cecere has it in his own end. Behind the net, Cecere starts forward. Holding. Cecere. Pass hit Lesperance's skate, but Lesperance dragged it in onside, then lost the puck. It's sent to the top and out by the Lancers. And here's Gage Huff with an odd man rush, but he's got two Storm players back, so one on two. Huff to the center. Wide open Vessel. He shoots and misses the net. Tyler Vessel with a great shot that just missed the net. He has usually hit the net with those shots this season. His shooting percentage is about 24%. When he gets it on net, it's been going in for Vessel. And the Storm dodge a bullet there, shorthanded. Cecere will start back forward, Century 21 power play. Cecere again gets the puck stripped, and now hustling back is Chase Berger to take the puck back from Jake Randolph. Nice hustle play by Berger to get the puck back. Under a minute left in the Century 21 power play now. Cecere for a third time on the far side. This time a quicker pass to Berger. Berger got it in deep. Nelson on the back end. Takes a hit, gets the puck out of the zone. Nice penalty killing by the Lancers. Storm have had not Not too much zone time here on this second power play of the night. Kevin Kerr through neutralized with 35 seconds to go on the man advantage. Sends it in deep around the far side. Cut off by Curry. Puck pops out to Dello. Cross ice pass Kevin Kerr. Shot was blocked. Rebound is out of the zone. Lancers send it down. Johansson plays it with 20 seconds to go in the Century 21 power play. 4:20 to go in the opening period. Scoreless game. Dello moves it forward. Far side to Kevin Kerr. Backhands it deep, and it rolls behind the net. Final seconds of the power play. Pogansky up the near side wall to Lang. Lang back to Pogansky from the center. He got a shot deflected into the netting. And we're back in even strength, but the Storm will have an offensive zone faceoff when we resume play. Scoreless game, 4:02 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery power play. Excuse me, the Nebraska Lottery first period. As power play has ended for the Storm. Scoreless on the breeze, 94.5. Face off to the right of the goaltender Hockey in the Omaha end, won by Tri-City. Lang on the far side, retrieves it, sends it back in deep. Randolph in the far side corner, playing it in the corner. Pogansky helps out and stops it, but now a loose puck is picked up by Brian Williams, and Williams sends it forward, chips under the stick of Henderson. Storm play to Lebosky, and he'll send it in deep. Nice job by Dan Lebosky there. And it's picked back up by Schulpa, turned over to Abel. Loose puck down low. Abel's getting pinned in by Light, but he gets it back from Wilkie. Abel tried a centering pass, knocked away by Williams. Williams starts the rush on the far side. Williams into the zone, shoots, misses the net wide. Rebound is taken by Gomez. Gomez, nice pass for Wilkie, got it into the zone. Loose puck on the near side. Gomez gets it. Gomez looks for the center. L'Esperance, save made! What a save by Hockey. L'Esperance was wide open in front, and Gomez got it to him. It was a challenge for Gomez to make that pass, but he got it to L'Esperance, and Joel was wide open there. Gomez hustled, got a rebound, and moved into the zone. Great hard-working play by Gomez. He had two Lancers on him. He moved away and sent it to L'Esperance. Hockey had trouble on the save, but he was able to make it and hang on. Storm win the faceoff to resume play. Kerr with a shot right into the chest of Hayden Hockey. And the whistle blows with 3:04 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Scoreless game in Kearney between the Storm and the Lancers. Faceoff again between L'Esperance and Angelo. L'Esperance, probably the best chance of the game for Tri-City there on a great feed from Gomez. Lancers win this faceoff, and Warden sent it to the center, and it's up and up to the top of the zone and now forced out by Angelo. Played by Warden to Louis Rowe, and Omaha is onside, but Rowe takes it back to neutral ice, and Nelson got it back to Warden, who chipped it in deep. Cecere will take it for the Storm from behind the net, trying to send it to Wilkie, who could not get it out, and Nelson keeps it in. That's a play there where you got to get it out of the zone if you're that close to the blue line. And here's a chance for Omaha. Wraparound chance from Nelson was blocked. And now it's played by L'Esperance to Gomez up to the top of the zone, and this time he gets it out. L'Esperance will take it forward. L'Esperance gets through a few players, takes a shot, was blocked. Rebound taken away by Angelo. L'Esperance tried to go in between about three players there, and he was successful but couldn't get a shot on net. What it did do was allow the Storm to get a change. And now Schultz sends it all the way down. It'll be icing on Tri-City. As I mentioned, however, Storm just changed their line, so should be a fresh line of Berger, Curry, and Mayer onto the ice. Schultz and Lang are on the defense. 2:02 remaining in the first scoreless game. Shots on goal, 9 apiece for either side. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Schultz behind to Lang. From the far side, Berger. Little pressure, and he turns it over to Huff. Gage Huff with a shot, missed the net wide. Rebound is down low for Randolph. Nice job by Lang, shoving him into the wall. Nice job by Sean Lang. And now Berger almost turned it over to Huff again, but it's taken by Schultz and out to Mayer. Now Curry into the zone. Curry makes a move to the center, gets taken down. No call coming as Lang is able to settle it down for Tri-City, and it's in offside for the Storm. 1:31 to go in the opening Nebraska Lottery first period. Nice plays defensively by Sean Lang and Jalen Schultz. They will be tested this weekend with Glukowski out of the lineup. Storm down to 5 defensemen. Going to need to budget their time and make some quick line changes, but so far so good. We got a scoreless game. Dello from the near side to Allworth, who couldn't get it out. Forced back across the centering pass, knocked away by McMurphy. And now Dello sends it up the near side wall. Allworth tried to chip it out. He couldn't. Here's a chance. Tate, turnaround shot, missed the net wide. Rebound down low. Sasir got it to Allworth. Allworth puts it into the corner. Allworth can't do anything with it here. Hines up top. Shot. Score. Connor Light scores, and Omaha takes a 1-0 lead with a minute to go in the Nebraska Lottery first period. Connor Light took the shot. It looked like it went straight through. And the defenseman has scored the Lancers' first goal of the night. Very nice looking shot from Light, but the story there for the Storm, could not get it out of the zone. A couple times, Allworth unable to do anything with the puck. Specifically, that last time in the near side corner, he had no route to get out, and he had nobody to give it to. Turned it right over, and Connor Light makes the Storm pay. 1-0 Lancers, last minute of the first period. Lebosky got it into the Lancer end, and it's moved across the ice and all the way down by the Lancers. Icing is whistled on Omaha. The goal to Connor Light, the defenseman for the Lancers. 3 goals this season. Got to check, but I think that one of them is against the Storm. I believe Light scored a game winner against the Storm in the team's matchups at the end of November. Faceoff now is won by the Storm, deep in the Lancer end. Abel in the near side corner takes a hit, moves it to Lebosky. Centering pass, Pogansky. Got a piece of it with a stick and gloved it down. Back to Lebosky to wrap around. Save, rebound, score! Dan Lebosky's third of the season ties the game 30 seconds after the Lancers score. And what a play by that line. Abel, Lebosky, and Pogansky make it happen, and we're tied at 1. Lebosky from Pogansky and Abel. Nice looking play from the Storm. It was down low in the zone, and it was moved to the center. Abel to Pogansky. Pogansky back to Lebosky. He wraps it around, and it's in. Lebosky from Pogansky and Nolan Abel for the second assist. 25 seconds to go in the opening period. The Storm have tied it at 1. Lancers have it here with 20 seconds to go and a rush up ice. Vessel into the zone. Vessel shoots. Johansson makes the save. Big rebound is played up top by Smith. Down low, Vessel. Vessel to the center. Loose puck, Pullman. He's got it. Up top for Smith with 5 seconds to go. Smith looks to the far side, puts it in deep. Last seconds here. Vessel with a final shot. Went through the zone, and that'll do it for the first period. Pretty even 20 minutes of hockey. Lancers score a goal with a minute left to go up 1-0. Tri-City responds 30 seconds later, and we've got an even game 1-1 after 1. We'll take a break and come back with the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report up next on The Breeze 94.5.
Okay, scientists have concluded that there are 2 types of people in the world. Those who love Old Chicago and those who haven't tried Old Chicago. Amazed at the findings? We're not. Because when it comes to our world-famous pizzas, pastas, calzones, and strombolis, it's truly love at first bite. For lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, try a bite of the Old Chicago experience. Old Chicago. Eat. Drink. Be yourself.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Hey, hockey fans, at Big O Tires, we know there's a lot of different places to buy tires and auto service, but the simple fact is there's none better than Big O Tires. We guarantee the lowest price on tires and honor all competitor service coupons. Our stores are clean, our service is fast, professional, and guaranteed at over 1,100 stores across the country. We want to earn your business the old-fashioned way by simply being the best. We're Big O Tires, the team you trust. Now get back out there, Storm, and kick some ice.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get-thin-quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
For the power play.
But coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching five white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit five toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey. Intermission on the ice. The teams will be back out in a few minutes. This is the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on the Storm Radio Network. Here's Jared Shaffrin.
After one period, Tri-City Storm and Omaha Lancers are tied 1-1 here on the breeze, 94.5. Both goals in the final minute of the period, and we are tied 1-1. Nice response by Tri-City after a late goal from the Lancers. And again, 1-1 the score after one. Central Hydraulic Intermission Report presented by Central Hydraulic, Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. As we get into the Sandler Implement period recap, both teams with some high-quality chances. Both goaltenders able to make some saves. A lot of shots missing the net wide for both sides. Lancers had a couple different opportunities missing the net. They hit a crossbar as well late in their first power play opportunity. And the Storm had a couple good chances. Maybe their best chance that didn't turn out to be a goal. Joel Esperance got a great feed from Gomez in front. And both teams broke through at the end of that period there. Lancers outshoot the Storm 11-10 in that first period. So very tight game, but pretty even from both sides. First goal of the game from Connor Light. Light for the Lancers gets his third goal of the season. The assist goes to Tyler Hines. 19 minutes into the opening period. Light this season, as we said, this season three goals here, and he was a plus seven coming in, so he's been very responsible defensively for the Lancers. His other goals this season, he got a goal on November 8th against Tri-City and a goal against Tri-City on November 30th. So all three Connor Light goals have come against the Storm this season. He must like playing against Tri-City. The whole Lancers team must like it, as they're 6-1 against the Storm this season. But Light gets his third goal of the season, the first goal of the night. The Storm tie it 29 seconds later. Dan Lebosky from Austin Poganski and Nolan Abel at 19:29. A great job by Lebosky Nolan Abel won a battle down low. He played it to Poganski, who gloved it down out of the air and sent it to Lebowski from behind the net. Lebowski came out in front, took a shot. The first save was made by Hockey, but Lebowski banged home the rebound. And it tied the game 1-1 at the end of the period. Three penalties in the first, one to Tri City, two to Omaha. Neither team was able to capitalize. Berger went for hooking at 1:44. Anthony Angelo for roughing at 8:47. And Ash Warden for hooking at 13:55. Hayden Hockey made 9 saves on 10 shots. Jacob Johansson with 10 saves on 11 shots for Tri City. 1-1, the score after one, and that's your Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Take a break here on the Breeze. Finish up the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report in a minute with a big check of the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto. Upcoming next on the Breeze.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip, and
the point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS AgriService Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Kearney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Kearney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm and Omaha Lancers tied at one after the first period. Goals by Connor Light, defenseman for Omaha, and Dan Lebowski for Tri-City. Lebowski with now 3 goals and 10 assists this season, and this is his 31st appearance for the Storm, headed to Colorado College next season. Look at your out-of-town scoreboard update presented by Midway Auto. Think hassle-free, think Midway Auto, think Midway.com. The Indiana Ice have a 5-1 lead on Team USA. The Ice, the leaders in the Eastern Conference right now, and they look pretty good. 5-1 over Team USA with 7:43 remaining in the third period in Indianapolis. Muskegon with a 4-3 lead on the Youngstown Phantoms. And those teams, Muskegon battling for playoff position. Youngstown at the bottom of the Eastern Conference. Muskegon with the 4-3 lead, 7 minutes to go in that third period. And that game is in the Covelli Center in Youngstown. Cedar Rapids and Chicago are scoreless halfway through the second period at the Stable in Cedar Rapids. Dubuque has a 2-1 lead on the Des Moines Buccaneers. In Des Moines at Buccaneer Arena, 10:26 to go in the second period in that one. Lincoln has a 3-2 lead on Fargo halfway through the game there, midway through the second period at the Icebox. Lincoln, the Stars, have 3-2 lead on Fargo. Storm fans will like this. Green Bay has a 4-2 lead on Sioux City. And so a 4-2 lead for Green Bay at home in Green Bay over the Sioux City Musketeers halfway through the second period in that game. Storm rooting against the Musketeers, and they're also rooting against the Sioux Falls Stampede, the team the Storm are trying to catch for the final spot in the playoffs. And Sioux Falls at home is trailing 3-0 to Waterloo right now. That is the game Storm fans have their eye on. Waterloo scores 3 goals in this one, 2 in the first period, both for Blake Winnecke. Winnecke scored at 3:52 on an assist from former Storm player Tim Lappin. John Witala had the second assist, and then Winnecke unassisted later in the period. Liam Pecoraro made it 3-0, 58 seconds into the second period. Sioux Falls loses 3 straight to Tri-City, then loses to Lincoln. And so right now, they have lost 4 out of their last 6 coming into this one. They had 2 wins against Fargo sandwiched in. But now with a 3-0 deficit to Waterloo, Arthur Bry got the start tonight. Cal Peterson has only faced 9 shots about halfway through the game in Sioux Falls. It's 3-0 Blackhawks. We'll keep you updated on that one. And remember, Sioux City losing as well, 4-2 in favor of the Green Bay Gamblers. Right here in Kearney, the Storm and the Lancers are tied 1-1 after one period. We're in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Remember, fans, we've got our Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet Trivia Tuesdays on the Tri-City Storm Facebook page. Log on each Tuesday for the Valentino's Trivia Question of the Week. Submit the correct answer via a comment. Leave a comment with that correct answer, and you can be entered to win a free buffet presented by Valentino's. Valentino's, eat in, carry out, or delivery, we've got you covered. Home of the all-you-can-eat Italian buffet, pizza, pasta, and salads, Valentino's has what you like. So log on to that Facebook page, check out the Tri-City Storm on our social media networks on Facebook, at Tri-City Storm on Twitter, and at Tri-City Storm on Instagram. If you're headed to YouTube, you check out our feature videos on youtube.com/TCStormVision. Take a break and come back with the beginning of the second period on your home for Tri-City Storm Hockey, The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
All right, guys, bring it in.
Yes, sir.
So maybe you had your friends over last night, cracked open some icy Budweiser's, had yourself the night of your life, yeah? Well, tonight I want you to invite them all over again for round 2, because you got a bunch of bonus buds sitting pretty in your fridge, man. I want you to crack them open and one up last night. What I'm saying is carpe diem, boys, and while you're out there, carpe night them, too. Great time to wait. Grab some buds!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Our very best. Don't settle for anything less. Our reputation will always be the quality that you can see.
Diamond Focal. Quality lasts longer.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
I love everything about making pizzas.
And you'll love the taste of better ingredients during Papa John's Early Week Mania. Monday through Wednesday, get a large pizza with all your favorite toppings for just $9.99. Limited time offer, limit 5 toppings. Other restrictions apply. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. During Early Week Mania, you can get all large pizzas with your choice of toppings only $9.99 each. Plus, earn free pizza fast with Papa Rewards when you order online at papajohns.com.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area.
And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And get your first month of service free when you switch to Vero 4G. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Vero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Intermission's over. It's time now for the Papa John's second period. Back out on the ice and back to the booth, here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Second period here from Kearney at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm and Omaha Lancers tied 1-1 on the breeze, 94.5 FM. Jared Sheffrin with you here for the second period. Both teams got a goal in the last minute of the opening period. First, it was Connor Light that scored for Omaha. And then the Storm followed it up with a goal 29 seconds later. Dan Lebosky got his third of the season. Both Connor Light and Lebosky with their third goals of the season. And we're ready for the second period. Teams have switched sides. Storm will go from left to right on your radio dial for the second. And the Lancers will go from right to left. As we're ready to drop the puck, it's a 1-1 game here in the Papa John's second period of play. Faceoff won by Tri-City, and Kevin Kerr sent it to Schultz on the far side. Gomez got it in deep. Tucker Pullman back to play it for the Lancers. Sent behind the net, loose in front. L'Esperance got a slap at it. Still loose now on the far side. Gomez in control. Gomez sent it back in deep. Tucker Pullman, first man there, found Randolph on the near side. Sent it to the center, and it was to empty space. Nobody there. Puck is loose for Wilkie. He shoots. Save made by Hockey. Wilkie with a great move. And Hockey makes the save. Now 3-on-2 for the Lancers as Pullman joins the rush. Pullman with a shot. Save made. Rebound. Score. Tyler Vessels, league-leading 26th goal. He has feasted on the Storm. 7 goals for Vessel this season against Tri-City. And he scores here after Pullman led the rush up ice. He took a turnaround shot that Johansson made the save on, and Jacob Johansson very slow to get over on the rebound. Vessel had all day, and he capitalizes. It's 2-1 Lancers. 19:22 to go in the second right away. Lancers strike here, and if you count the end of the first, they've scored 2 goals now in about 2.5 minutes for Omaha. Sent in deep now by the Lancers. Behind the Storm net, Sasir plays it on the near side, Pogansky. Pogansky moving the puck now to Nolan Abel of Tri-City, and Abel on the far side. Got it to Lebosky, turned over, a shot from Forsbacka. Carlson, save made by Johansson. Rebound loose on the near side. Pogansky gets sealed off by Hines, but now turns it over, and he'll play it forward. Lebosky now on the far side, into the zone. Nice pass to Pogansky, wasn't ready for it. Pogansky got it back and got it in deep to Lebosky. On the near side, up top, nobody there, and it's out of the zone. Sent back into the Storm end as Johansson leaves it now to Sean Lang. Lang to the center, gets knocked off the puck by Henderson, and it's loose up top, kept in by Schultz. Schultz on the far side, down low to the center, loose puck, and a shot was blocked there by Berger. Down low, Zach Jordan. It's Jordan on the far side wall, intercepted by Pat Curry. He's dragged down. No call coming there, as it looked like Curry was hauled down. Lancers come back in the zone. Henderson lost the puck, got it back, sent it to Connor Light with a shot. Johansson got a piece of it with his stick and deflected it wide. Now Chase Berger out of the zone on the near side. Berger takes a shoulder from Joe Schultz, and the puck goes back into the Storm end, where Garrett Cecere will play it for Tri-City. Cecere has it behind the Storm net, 2 minutes into the second, 2-1 Lancer lead. Berger on the far side, got it in deep. Behind the Omaha net, Curry jostling for position. He comes free but takes a hit from Angelo, and the puck's up top, kept in by Dello with the glove. Dello sent it back in deep. Pat Curry gets sealed off, and McMurphy goes to get it in the far side corner. Sent it back to the near side where Joey DiBenedetto takes a hit on Angelo. Shot, save made by Hockey, and Angelo plays it up the near side wall out of the zone. Rolling back to the Storm end, and we'll have an icing whistled on Omaha. 17 minutes and 17 seconds left to go in the Papa John's second period of play here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Omaha Lancers get an early second period goal and go up 2-1. The goal in the second there from Tyler Vessel, his league-leading 26th tally of the season. Storm win the faceoff, played by Kevin Kerr on the near side to Gomez. Centering pass, Esperance put one high. Wilkie, nice job to corral the rebound. Up top, it's Kevin Kerr. Lot of room, shoots it high again. Two shots just high. Dello with a shot. Wilkie on the back end couldn't tip it in. Now Lesperance comes out in front. Hawkey is able to steer it away. Storm buzzing here. Gomez to Wilkie. Couldn't handle the pass. Kept in by Schultz. Schultz makes one move. Shot to the center, and Wilkie put it wide. Another chance in front. Louis Rowe without a stick, kicking at it. Gomez trying to get it back for Lesperance. Into the far side, Louis Rowe sweeps it out with his glove. Without a stick, Louis Rowe makes a big play there. Storm get it back in and tag up. Schultz handled by Lesperance. Lesperance gets to the puck, trying to swipe it in front. He gets it to Lebowski. Up top, Kevin Kerr on the right point. Kerr with a shot deflected over the net. Rebound to the far side, Gage Huff. Huff up the wall and out of the zone, and Schultz will go back to get it. Nice pressure from Tri-City, and Schultz on the far side to Nolan Abel. Lebowski able to get it into the center to Pogansky. Pogansky on the far side circle. Stops. Leaves it for Lebowski. Down low, Abel. Nolan Abel tries to sweep it to the front, taken away by Gage Huff. And Huff banks it off the glass to neutral ice. Cecere is there for it for Tri-City. Banks it along the near side wall to Pogansky. Into the zone. Tucker Pullman sees pressure from Nolan Abel. Pullman in the near side. Got it up and out of the zone. Sean Lang just out of the ice. Retreats for the puck. Now Nolan Abel. Backhand pass. Not a lot on it. Lebowski sent it into the zone and gets it back. Here's Pogansky at the center. Shoots. Save made by Hawkey. Good looking shot from the middle of the slot from Pogansky, but Hayden Hawkey makes the save. 15:34 remaining in the second. Tri-City and Omaha going here at the Viero Event Center. Lancers have a 2-1 lead. Tyler Vessel, 38 seconds in, got a rebound and put it home, and we have a 2-1 Lancer lead. That the Storm, other than that chance from the Lancers, though, the Storm have done well in this second period. They've generated chances, and they win another faceoff here. Mayer sent it to Lang, who got it in deep. Tate on the near side for Omaha, put it behind the net for Smith. Up the far side wall, Hines turned it over to Curry, but out of the zone, and it's taken back by Tate. Tate around Lang. To the front, save made Johansson. Rebound, Smith, and save made Johansson. Rebound near side now as Hines takes a hit on the near side wall. It's moved by Lang and turned over, though. Nelson has it at the top of the zone. Finds Hines. Hines at the top of the left circle. Takes on a shot. Down low it goes for Forsbacka. Carlson blocked by Dello. Rebound on the near side for Hines. Dello trying to take it away. Hines gets it to Forsbacka. Carlson in the center. Mayer takes him off the puck, but it's kept in by Johnson at the center. Johnson at the top. Got it back for Forsbacka. Carlson, who keeps it in. Berger trying to get it out. He couldn't. Hit by Curry, and it does get it out of the zone. Sent right back in by the Lancers, and it's going to be a high stick whistle to Dello. High stick, and it's a high sticking whistle, not a penalty, on Dello. Faceoff will be down in the Storm end. 14:31 to go in the Papa John's second period of play. Shots on goal. Lancers in favor 14-13 right now. Faceoff to the left of Johansson. 2-1 Omaha lead. Faceoff is won by McMurphy on the far side. Cecere got it to Eastman. Nice pass. Finds McMurphy and neutralized. McMurphy sends it in. He'll go skate against Johnson. And McMurphy trying to win the battle here. Get some help from Aldworth. McMurphy on the far side. Up top, Schultz. Center for Cecere on the right point. Takes a shot. Deflection wide. Rebound behind the net. Played on the far side. And up top, McMurphy keeps it in. On the line. Nice job by McMurphy. Down deep again for Johnson. Eastman chasing on the forecheck. Johnson on the near side. Eastman shoves him into the wall, but he gets it out of the zone. Cecere now on the near side. Banks it to neutral ice. It gets deflected by a Lancer, and it goes in deep. Hawkey left it for Nelson. Long pass knocked away by Kevin Kerr as Gage Huff tried to get into the zone. He does. Gage Huff with Kerr draped on him to the center. Johansson made a six save. And now down low, Randolph gets hit by Lesperance but keeps the puck. Randolph on the far side. Another hit from Lesperance. Lesperance had a loose puck there for Gomez, but the Storm trying to work it on the far side wall. Have not gotten it out. Top line on for Omaha. Vessel lost it to Kevin Kerr, who played it up the far side wall. And now Lesperance has it to skate it out. L'Esperance into the zone. Far side, backhand shot. Goes over the net. Hockey tried to glove it, but he couldn't. Wilkie gets positioning on the near side. Sent it back in deep. As L'Esperance goes for a change, now Connor Light, cross-ice pass. Taken by Vessel. Vessel, past the red line, sends it in deep. Lang and Huff collide on the back wall, able to there to help. Randolph sweeps it in front, loose puck and a score. Gage Huff puts it in, and what a pass from Randolph in front. And that is the power of the Omaha top line. They keep coming at you, and they've got two goals here in the second period, a 3-1 lead for the Lancers. Huff from Randolph, and what a power move by Randolph. In front, takes the puck, sweeps it on a backhand over, and an easy play for Huff. Johansson was down, and Huff shot it over him into the net. 3-1 Lancers. Second assist added on the goal to Tyler Vessel. Second point of the night in that top line for Omaha, showing why they are the leading scorers in the USHL. Lancers again a shot. And that time it was saved by Johansson. Rebound can't clear. Kept in again by Pullman. Centering pass from Tate was blocked away. And now Dello has it. On the far side, Lebowski into the zone with Abel and Poganski. Lebowski with a shot, and Huff makes the save. He hangs on for a stoppage. 12:19 to go here in the Papa John's second period of play. And the Lancers have a 3-1 lead over Tri-City. Two goals from the Lancers top line. One from Vessel, one from Huff. For Vessel, it's his 26th of the year. Huff, his 15th of the year. And so the Lancers have themselves a two-goal lead. And for the first time in this little stretch for the Storm, they have themselves a deficit to overcome. Tri-City, in most of these games, if they've been down, it's been by just one. And on their four-game winning streak, I don't believe they've ever been down by two goals at any period. Here they're down by two. Still a lot of time left, not even halfway through the game. But credit Omaha. They've put the puck in the net here in the second period twice and from high-quality areas. Both times from really the same spot. Far side post. Johansson either down or out of position on both of them. And the Lancers know at best this is the eighth time these two teams are seeing each other. If you get Johansson out of position, that's the best way to beat him. If you're shooting square on, it's tough to beat Johansson, but if you're shooting on a rebound or a broken play in front, that's your best chance to beat the Swedish netminder. And they have a 3-1 lead right now over Tri-City. Storm looking to get back in this game with an offensive zone face-off to the right of Hayden Hockey, the Omaha netminder. Forsbacka Carlson tossed out of the circle now. And it's Hines who comes in to take it against Abel. Face-off won by Tri-City. Poganski up top. Couldn't be held in by Cecere, and Hines comes the other way. Hines from the left circle to the center was knocked away by Cecere. Nice back check from Cecere after he originally turned the puck over. Now Lebowski finds Poganski on the near side. Into the zone. Back to Lebowski. He gets taken out of the play. Sent out of the zone, but right to Cecere, who shoots it back in. Glove down by Hockey. He'll leave it there for Pullman. Tucker Pullman, the captain of this Lancer team, with under 12 minutes to go in the second. Has it behind the net, moving forward. On the far side, Hines gets it into the Storm end. First man there for Forsbacka Carlson, taken down by Mayer. No call coming as the Storm have it on the far side. Berger, nice move to get it to Curry. Puck was stuck in his skates, but he got it to Mayer, and now it's Curry. Holds, shoots, save made by Hockey. Down low, Berger. Berger to Curry. On the backboards now, Berger fighting against two Lancers. Curry gets taken down. And Mayer got possession of it, got it back to Curry. Curry on the back wall now, trying to kick it forward. Two Lancers on him. And it's won by the Lancers. Up top, though, kept in by Kerr with a shot that was fought off by Hockey. And now it's kept in again by the Lancers. And it's sent out of the zone, back to the Storm end for Kevin Kerr. Kerr got it forward, and it's going to be icing on Tri-City, too far away from Pat Curry. So we get a stoppage with 10:54 to go in the second period. Tri-City trailing 3-1 to the Omaha Lancers. Storm had to shake things up with the lines tonight. First time in a while we've seen some changes as they're only dressing five defensemen. Nolan Glukowski gone for the weekend. And now the Storm win the faceoff, and they've got Mayer with it. He pays it forward for Curry. Curry's into the zone, takes a nice hit by Schultz. Schultz lined him up perfectly. The puck is out of the zone and back to Torridello. He'll send it in deep, trying to see if he needs a change. They get one as Jimmy Schultz will play it for Omaha. Along the far side for Rowe, kept in nicely by DiBenedetto. McMurphy to the center, couldn't get a piece. Now it's taken out by Rowe, and here comes Omaha. Near side, Warden. Warden to the center. Save made by Johansson there. Nice hit from DiBenedetto on the far side. Puck behind the net. Louis Rowe kicked it forward, but right to McMurphy. McMurphy out of the zone. McMurphy on the far side. Got it into the zone. Deep. Eastman goes in. He's the first man there. Tries to throw a hit against Connor Light. DiBenedetto takes a hit. Runs over Angelo for a second there, and now it's out of the zone. Laying over to Cecier. Past the red line. Omaha player fell down. Cecier ran into Eastman trying to come into the zone. Here come the Lancers in transition. Gage Huff into the zone. Huff shoots. Misses the net wide. He had Vessel wide open in front. And had Gage Huff passed that puck, the Lancers might be up 4-1, but instead he shot it wide. It went out of play. And now the Lancers don't even get an offensive zone faceoff. The faceoff will be in neutral ice. 9:50 to go in the Papa John's second period of play. Lancers ahead 3-1 over Tri-City. Faceoff one forward by the Lancers. Randolph throws one on net, takes a big hit. And now a chance in front, and it's knocked away by Tri-City. And it's Wilkie who sends it in for Gomez. Gomez on the near side, jostling with Pullman. Pullman sends it around the far side, kept in by Schultz. Fan on a shot, but it went right to Wilkie. He shoots, score! Lesperance puts in the rebound! And Tri-City within one goal, trailing 3-2. 9:28 to go. Joel Lesperance back on the scoreboard for Tri-City. It's his 19th of the season, and he's at it again. Wilkie and Kevin Kerr on the assist. Kevin Kerr had the shot from the left point. He fanned on it, but it went right to Chris Wilkie, and Lesperance picked up the rebound in front and puts it home. Such a quick bang-bang play. Hockey had no chance. He made the first save on Wilkie, and Lesperance cleaned up in front. It's sent back in by the Lancers to the Storm, and as we resume play with a 3-2 lead for Omaha. Cecier with pressure. Turnover. Save made, Johansson. Another chance for Nelson. Save, Johansson. He found it through traffic. Randolph up top for Nelson. Another shot. Johansson deflected it in. And it's a goal for the Lancers. They respond under a minute later. Johansson had a read on the puck, but he deflected it into the net. And the Lancers go back up 4-2. What a response from Omaha. Shot came from Nelson. I believe it's going to be Matt Nelson's goal from the right point. And I think the deflection came in front from Johansson. Tough to see on the replay there. But the original shot taken from Matt Nelson, and now it's 4-2 Omaha. Mayer right off the faceoff into the Omaha end for Tri-City. Puck's down low, taken by Ryan Tate. Boys, he got speed. Ryan Tate past the red line, into the zone. Sent to the far side for Hines. Nice hit by Mayer on the far side. Gets the puck back to Berger. Berger on the far side, ahead for Curry. Curry to the center and taken by Connor Light. Light spun around and fell down. And now Schultz up the far side wall to Hines, into the zone. Down low, Ryan Tate. Tate behind the net. Tate looking in front. Up top, Jimmy Schultz. Back over to Light. Light now moves down low, and nice job by Kevin Kerr to put his man into the wall, taken by Berger. Chase Berger moves forward, taken away by the Lancers. Back to Torridello. Dello got up the far wall, and we got a stoppage. Looks like an offside whistle to Omaha. 8:15 remaining here in the second period of play presented by Papa John's Pizza. Shots on goal in favor of the Lancers, 19-18, but Omaha has a 4-2 lead on the scoreboard. Here on the breeze, 94.5. Faceoff won by the Lancers, and they're in offside. They got a tag up, but the Storm will have it here as it's Jalen Schultz up the far side wall. Lancers are offside. A penalty whistled. A big hit. Allworth went down. Angelo to the box. Allworth seems to be okay. He's back on his feet quickly. But a penalty whistle to Anthony Angelo. For Omaha and the Tri-City Storm, head to the Century 21 power play. Head contact is the whistle. and Tri-City to the Century 21 power play. Storm are 0 for 2 with a man advantage tonight. They've taken just one penalty themselves. This would be key. They're down by 2. Need a goal to try to get back in it once again. Faceoff is won by Tri-City. L'Esperance with it. Up top for Sasir on the left point. Sasir over to Wilkie on the right. Wilkie down low for Lebowski. Back to Wilkie. Now Sasir at the center with a shot. Deflected wide. Lebowski finds the rebound. Up top Wilkie. Another shot. Deflection by Poganski. Save made by Hockey. Poganski with two Lancers on him. Finds L'Esperance. L'Esperance up top. Sasir fakes on a shot. Sends it to L'Esperance. Back to Sasir on the left point. 30 seconds into the Century 21 power play. Wilkie from the center. Gets it back to Lebowski. To the center, knocked away, and now it's Tyler Vessel. Vessel sends it back to the Storm end, played by Johansson. Minute 15 to go on the Century 21 power play. Sasir will start forward for Tri-City. Sasir to the far side. Lebowski got a piece of it, but it was sent right back down by Matt Nelson. And Johansson out of the net to play it. Sent it to Sasir on the far side. Sasir back to the near side. Wilkie. Under a minute to go on the power play. Wilkie, far side pass to L'Esperance. Into the zone. L'Esperance getting in deep on the near side wall. Moves it through two players. Got it to the center. Taken down, and Hockey makes the save. L'Esperance with a power move to the front. Hockey made the save and hung on. 44 seconds left in the penalty to Angelo for head contact. Tri-City on the Century 21 power play. 6:44 left. In the middle frame, presented by Papa John's Pizza. Face-off now to the left of Hockey. Berger to take the draw against Forsbacka Carlson. And Berger tossed out of the circle. Mayer will come in to take it now. And a scrum force won by Forsbacka Carlson. Nice face-off win for Omaha. But they can't clear. Kept in by Mayer. Far side now. Johnson sends it out of the zone. Picked up by Kevin Kerr. Moving up the far side. Kerr into the zone. Kerr leaves it there for Mayer. Overskated it. Taken by Omaha. Here's a shorthanded rush. On the far side, Hines. Hines looking. Shoots. Save made, Johansson. Nice job by Jacob Johansson. Now here comes the Storm the other way. They got four players in onside. Berger finds down low. Nice try to find Kevin Kerr. Now here comes Hines the other way after Omaha got it back. Hines to the center. Save, Johansson. Two huge saves for Jacob Johansson shorthanded. As the final seconds of the power play tick off, we're back to even strength with 6 minutes to go in the second. Omaha leading 4-2 on the Breeze. Lancers move it forward. Henderson to the center for Schultz. Jimmy Schultz ahead for Jordan. Jordan into the zone. Deflected away by Johansson. Into the corner, Williams. Ran into Lang there. L'Esperance gets it on his stick, but he lost it to Jordan on the far side. Jordan from the corner with a shot. Save made by Johansson. Rebounds to Sear into the near side corner. Wilkie. Wilkie to the center, bad turnover. Henderson with a shot, save Johansson. Wilkie gets it back, got it to Curry. Curry sent it out of the zone, and now L'Esperance would have had a rush, but it was whistled offside on the Lancers. 5:25 to go in the second period. 4-2 lead for Omaha. They've got three goals here in this second, and they have a 4-2 lead. Papa John's Pizza in Kearney is now locally owned. You can now place your carryout or delivery order online at papajohns.com or call the Kearney location at 308-236-5455. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Shots on goal now 22-20 in favor of Omaha. But the Lancers have a 4-2 lead, three goals for Omaha in the second. Vessel from Pullman, 38 seconds in. Huff scored from Randolph and Vessel, 7:16 into the second. L'Esperance made it a one-goal game. He gets the goal from Wilkie and Kevin Kerr. But then Matt Nelson scores for Omaha and puts him back up on top 4-2, and that is a brutal goal for the Storm. They were within one goal, and they allow a tally. Just 22 seconds later. Storm get it in deep off the faceoff to the Lancer end. Played by Schultz along the near side. Randolph got it out. Played by Kevin Kerr. 5 minutes to go in the second. L'Esperance at the center. Nice pass on the far side. Gomez into the zone. Back to L'Esperance. The centering feed went right in on Hockey. And Wilkie came right in and with a snow shower on Hockey. Had to respond for that one. as Randolph and Jimmy Schultz were quick to make sure that Wilkie didn't touch their netminder. 5 minutes and 1 second left to go here in the second. 4-2 lead for the Lancers. And as I said, the big goal here, the most recent one for Omaha, Storm had cut it to 3-2, but now a 4-2 lead for the Lancers off a shot by Matt Nelson. Lancers came right back after that goal and responded quickly. Faceoff now won by the Storm, and Lebowski able with a turnaround shot that was deflected away, and now it's sent out of the zone. Into the Storm end, Johansson waits for it, sends it around the back of the net to the near side, but that's cut off there by the Lancers' Ryan Tate. Up the near side wall it goes. Storm doing battle for it here. And Abel couldn't pry it away. Forsbacher Carlson down low. Loose puck picked up by Tate. Wraparound try. Knocked away. Abel was the man there for Tri-City to get it at the last second. That would have been huge for Omaha. Already with a two-goal lead. Now it's Abel out of the zone. Nice pass for Lebowski. 3-on-2 Storm. Lebowski to Abel. Now Pogansky shoots. Deflection wide. Cecere. Back down low to Lebowski. Pogansky in front. Loose puck is covered up by Hockey. Nice rush from Tri-City. Give credit to Cecere, who noticed he could jump up in that rush as Abel carried it forward. And Tri-City had the three players up that they needed. 4-2 lead for the Lancers. Nice little chance in front for Pogansky there. And Hockey was able to cover up. 4:16 to go in the second. Tri-City trailing 4-2 here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Faceoff is won by the Lancers. Down low, Smith around the near side. Warden up the wall, and it's kept in but for a second, but now it's out to Kevin Kerr. Kerr to the near side, Sean Lang. Banked it forward to Curry. Curry got it in deep. Sent in. Pullman has it now. Pullman on the near side. Got it forward to Warden, and now it's moved by Angelo. Louis Rowe into the zone to the center. Angelo got sticked away by Kevin Kerr. Down low, Warden to the center for Rowe, and he fanned on the shot. Now it's Kevin Kerr on the far side. Ran into a Lancer player, Nash Warden. But it's sent by the Storm out of the zone. Into the Lancer end. Icing waved off. Tucker Pullman picks it up. Pullman along the far side wall. And we get a stoppage. And there's a player down. I didn't even see it. Oh, man. Storm player down might be Sean Lang. No, Lang's on the bench. Kevin Kerr is the one down, and that is not what you want to see. The Storm suiting up only 5 defensemen here tonight, and Kevin Kerr on the back wall. I don't think many people saw it in the arena. Kerr is on his feet now and hurting. L'Esperance and the trainer, Matt Stern, able to carry him off. Not putting any pressure on the left foot. So he's got the right foot down, but the left foot doesn't look good right now. As we'll get a replay here, trying to find what happened. Shot was whiffed. Kerr had it, and he took that big hit by Nash Warden on the far side. He went down there, and the fans were trying to make noise to signal that the play should stop. With Kerr down behind the play, he is taken off the ice, and that puts the Storm down to just 4 defensemen. 4 defensemen left in the lineup for Tri-City. 3:29 to go in the second. 4-2 Lancer lead. Faceoff won by the Storm. Schultz to the far side. Cecere got it forward for L'Esperance. Chipped it into the zone. Connor Light to the center. And now it's moved by the Lancers out. Vessel sweeps it in deep. Moves past the hit from Schultz. Cecere on the back wall. Got it to Schultz on the far side. And now Gomez starts forward. Chips it up and out. Wilkie racing for it. Wilkie tries to win the race. Penalty upcoming to the Lancers. That is a great play by Wilkie. Tripping call to the Lancers. Wilkie, just a hard-working effort. Jaws of power play. Huge call. Schultz to the box. And now with 3 minutes left in the period of the Storm going the Century 21 power play. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to new property. Call Century 21 today at 308-234 5550. Storm off the faceoff, have control. Wilkie to the center. Cecere with a shot, missing it wide. Lebowski shoots and a save made by Hockey. Lebowski played that perfectly off the wall and got a good look in front, but Hockey moved well and covered that shot up. 4-2 Lancers, 2:48 to go in the second. 1:49 left in the century, 21 power play. Storm trying to make it a one-goal game. L'Esperance on the faceoff. Wilkie again is playing the point here after drawing the penalty. Off the faceoff, Poganski goes into the corner, and he's battling to a side. L'Esperance comes over to give three Storm players there. Lebowski trying to play it up the wall. Wilkie keeps it in. Down low, Poganski trying to get a play on it. He got it into the ball, into the backboard, and it's free for Lebowski. Up top, Wilkie. He's got room. He fakes. He holds. He puts to Cecere. Cecere on the top of the left circle, getting some speed. Down low, L'Esperance shoots. Save made. Rebound is sent to the top, but not out. Blocked by L'Esperance. Pullman again around. Kept in by Cecere. Down low, Lebowski on the right circle. He shoots. Misses the net high. Rebound kept in by Cecere. Cecere in the left point, holding. Finds Wilkie on the right. Wilkie back to Cecere. At the center, he shoots. Save made by Hockey. Poganski was the man in front, and he had great positioning, but Cecere was unable to get the puck elevated. Had Cecere elevated that puck, it would have been much tougher for Hockey to see, as the big body of Austin Poganski, who is 6'1", was standing right in front of the net. So the Storm switch units. 57 seconds to go in the century, 21 power play, 1:56 left in the middle period, presented by Papa John's Pizza. Faceoff is scrum four, three a side battle, and it's won by Omaha. Nelson out of the zone. Matt Nelson, what a big clear there for the Lancers. Storm have to reset. Dello from behind his own net. He moves forward. Torrey Dello on the far side. Berger sends it in deep. Around the wall to the near side. Angelo, first man there. He's wrapped up by Curry, Mayer, and Berger. Pry it free. Schultz on the right point. Schultz holding, shooting. Save made by Hockey. Again, the pressure was there in front. Mayer, good-looking presence. Hayden Hockey makes the save. 24 seconds to go on the Jimmy Schultz penalty for tripping. 1:23 to go in the period. Lancers lead 4-2 here at the Viero Event Center. Storm now out shooting Omaha, 26-22. Berger against Forsbacher Carlson on the faceoff. And Berger's toss from the circle. Mayer will come in and take it. This is the same situation they had last time. And this time the Storm could have had possession, but Berger overskated it, and it's sent out by the Lancers. 15 seconds to go in the century, 21 power play. Storm have one more rush. Torrey Dello starts forward. Far side, Berger. Berger chips it into the zone. Played by Nelson on the near side wall. Berger seals him off. Curry got it down low. Berger trying to get it free. And we're back at even strength. Pat Curry takes a shove from Nelson. And it's played by Williams now. Up the near side wall to Schultz. Cross-ice pass. Here's Gage Huff. Huff's into the zone. Huff shoots. Hits the right post. Gage Huff right off the post and out. Now a shot by Jordan's. Blockered away by Johansson in the near side. Storm looked tired here, as Pullman keeps it in again. Huff down low, centering pass, knocked away by Berger. Down low again for the Lancers. Jordan to the center, deflected off Cecere's skate and out. And a hustle play from Gomez to chase Johnson down for the puck here, trying to get a Storm change. He's joined by L'Esperance and Wilkie, but it's out of the zone, and Cecere will regroup. 15 seconds left in the period. Hines has it behind the net. Chance in front for the Lancers. Hines twisting and turning from the corner, stops. L'Esperance is on him. Hines is still with it now. Shoots. Johansson with a save, and he hangs on to the rebound with just 1 second to go in the second period. Dangerous there as the Lancers, and especially Tyler Hines, was making all a whole host of moves there and put the puck on net. Finally, Johansson made the save. A dangerous rebound occurred, but Johansson made the stop. Official's going to reset the clock here, as they let it tick down a little bit too far. 1.5 seconds to go in the period. No chance for the Storm here. You got to think Randolph's going to try to shoot it right off the faceoff. It's Randolph against L'Esperance. Hayden Hockey, the Lancers were going to try to pull him, but they didn't get him off early enough. home team has the last change, and the Lancers would have had to take hockey off earlier. Now they get tossed out of the faceoff circle, and they put Johnson in. Let's just get this dropped here. Now there's 0.9 seconds left in the period, and the puck is dropped, and that'll do it for the second. The Lancers outscore Tri-City 3-1 in the middle period and take a 4-2 lead as we head to the final frame. 4-2 Lancers after two. We'll be back for the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report in a moment here on The Breeze, 94.5.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Kearney and Hastings GNC stores. I have been helping people with their health and nutrition needs for over 10 years, and GNC is the world leader in natural health and wellness products with an unmatched 75 years in the nutritional supplement industry. A reputation like ours is earned by providing superior products and service to every individual. Experience the difference firsthand, plus save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at both the Hastings GNC north of Walmart and the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back. To make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. With 20 years in the business, they know how to get you up and running fast. Or if you are after products to help you work faster, they have Pronghorn utility boxes and flatbeds, Tommy gate lifts, Adrian Steel toolboxes, and Boss snowplows. Let's not forget their large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Check them out at centralhydrauliconline.com or call 308-237-2625.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
40 minutes in the books at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City Storm are trailing the Omaha Lancers 4-2 as we hit the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney providing you with hydraulic sales service and repair. Located on the web at centralhydrauliconline.com. As we hit the Stadler Implement period recap, we bring in Kearney Hub Tri-City Storm beat reporter Connor O'Gara. Connor, through 40 minutes, you know, the game on Wednesday, the Storm were able to hold the Lancers scoreless in the third. Looks like they're going to have to do the same here, trailing two goals as we head to the final period.
This is going to take a pretty Herculean effort for them to be able to rally back, given the fact that Omaha's only allowing two goals all season, given the defensive situation, too, right now, only down to four healthy defensemen. It's going to take a big-time effort. Somebody's going to have to step up, especially with Christian Horn being out right now. Storm are going to need a huge third period to be able to just to get a point in this one.
Difference in this one for me, Connor, obviously you never want to let up four goals in a game. It's maybe too many for the Storm. They struggle to score, but Storm have had chances to get back in this game on the power play, and they're 0-for-4 at the man advantage. They've come close, but they haven't broken through.
Going against the league's best power play kill unit, I mean, that's going to be a tough task. Going against a top-flight goaltender, a guy that's beaten the Storm, I believe, 5 times this year in hockey. So it's really tough for the Storm to be able to kind of work through some of those issues they're having with the power play, just not getting necessarily the quality looks on net that they need to against such a really potent all-around team like Omaha.
Obviously, tonight the Storm facing the number one team in the league right now, but in general, you can look and see a little bit of a rejuvenation from this team under their new head coach. They won a couple games on the road, and obviously tough to follow. You know, I don't know how much you pay attention or watch on the road, but what maybe things have you noticed a little bit differently about this team in the last couple weeks?
Well, it's the scoring. That's where it has to start. I mean, the offense was not nearly where it needed to be. One of the worst units in the USHL up until they started their streak a few weeks ago, and now they're averaging 4 goals a game during this stretch that they've been on, winning 6 of the last 8, I believe, 4 in a row. And this unit has kind of just figured it all out. Jim Holton talks a lot about not messing around with the fancy stuff, just getting the puck on net, make them make a play. If you put those power shots on net, get those big bodies in front of the net to make things happen with the deflections, the redirects, and you're going to be in a good position to win some hockey games. And I think that's the philosophy that has gotten through to this team, and you've seen what they've been capable of over the past month. It's such a tall task for them to ask to come back and get a playoff spot in the second half of the season, but they're doing all the things that they need to be able to do to make a run like that.
And you mentioned offensively the chances with guys in front of the net. That's what the Storm have done tonight, but you got to kind of credit Hayden Hockey because he's been able to see almost every shot they've put. The only goals he's allowed have been rebounds or bang-bang plays in front like that Lesperance goal, not really anything he could do there. But everything else, he's seen pretty cleanly.
He really hasn't been out of position in many circumstances. You talk about the Lesperance goal. I mean, that's just kind of a fluke thing, the way that happens. Lesperance will be the first one to tell you that's about as easy as a goal as he's going to get this year. And you can't necessarily rely on those instances to happen throughout the course of a game 3-4 times. The Storm are going to have to make their own opportunities in the third period to be able to stick around in this one.
The Lancers' top line has been the best scoring line in the USHL so far in this first half of the season, right from the beginning. Randolph, Vessel, and Huff, you know, you've seen them a bunch. Obviously, this is the 8th time these two teams have met. What do you notice when they're on the ice?
Well, they just keep coming. I mean, the Lesperance goal happens at the 9:28 mark, and then they score a goal. Matt Nelson scores on, I believe that was a redirect, 22 seconds later. And they just keep coming. You talked about the vulnerability that the Storm were facing in that situation. Right after a goal, guys are shuffling around a little bit. And Omaha just attacks. That's what they do. That's what this top line is built to do. And you're seeing why this top line for them is such a powerful unit and why so many teams have struggled with them so far this season.
20 minutes to go. What do the Storm have to do to get back into this one?
Well, a power play or two wouldn't hurt. It certainly would be a nice... And to be able to capitalize on power plays, because 0-4 right now against it with the power play, Storm just need to be able to create some of those tough opportunities in front of net, because Hockey has really been able to stop pretty much everything in front of them. They got to be able to get those redirects, get those big bodies in front of the net, and just try and make some plays. You never know when you get within one what can happen in the final couple minutes of a game. Right now, the Storm just need to be able to get that first goal. And a defensive unit right now that's down to 4, this is where that conditioning comes into play. When you're doing all those tough drills that you hate doing early in the morning, this is where it really pays off, because they need to be able to hold Omaha off the scoreboard for the remainder of this game.
20 minutes to go. That's Connor O'Gara of the Kearney Hub. Read his recap tomorrow in the paper, tomorrow afternoon. Connor, thanks a lot for joining us.
Pleasure as always.
We'll take a break and check the out-of-town scores when we get back right here on The Breeze, 94.5.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. So whether it's playing competitive hockey, playing basketball in the driveway, or going for a casual walk, New West is here to get you back in the game. New West Sports Medicine, the official orthopedic partners of Storm Hockey.
Warren Moon, in 2 words, how'd you get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
My arm.
Barry Sanders.
My legs.
Joe Namath.
My style.
Jerry Rice.
My hands.
And you?
Powerball, baby.
How?
I want a trip for four to the 50th anniversary Ultimate Tailgate Party with over 100 Hall of Famers. Special $10 Powerball purchases are eligible to win.
Visit Powerball.com for details.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. Play is good. Go play.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
The thing that brings me back to old Chicago are the people and the wide selection of beer that keeps me on my toes, keeps things interesting.
I'm a wings guy, and the thing about old Chicago is they have the best wings on the planet.
I definitely love their pizzas. You can never go wrong with their pizzas.
You know what I love about old Chicago is I walk into the place, and no matter what kind of day I'm having, it's always going to get better.
When you come for beer or food, you can't find any better place than old Chicago.
Intermission continues on the Tri-City Storm Radio Network. Now back to the broadcast booth to check the out-of-town scoreboard. Here's Jared Sheffrin.
Tri-City Storm trailing 4-2 after two periods here on the Breeze 94.5. We're in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Let's get you the Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update. Think hassle-free. Think Midway Auto. Think Midway. .com. Scores here in the USHL. The Storm were the only 7:30 game tonight, so most of these games are done or hitting the latter stages of the third period. Indiana Ice secure two more points over Team USA. A 5-1 win for the Ice at home in Indianapolis keeps them atop the Eastern Conference. 5-1 the final in Indiana. Muskegon holds off Youngstown 4-3, and a big 2 points for the Lumberjacks. Getting right into the thick of things in the Eastern Conference playoff race. 4-1 Muskegon on the road in the Covelli Center. That's a final. Cedar Rapids has a 2-1 lead over Chicago with about 15 minutes to go. Rough Riders picked up 2 points earlier in the week, and they're looking for two more here at home against Chicago. Rough Riders defeated Sioux City on Wednesday and now looking for a win against Chicago. Dubuque has opened their lead up to 3-1 over Des Moines. 11 minutes to go at Buccaneer Arena, Fighting Saints with a 3-1 lead. Lincoln and Fargo back and forth they go. The Stars lead 5-4 with 13 minutes to go in the third period. Green Bay has extended their lead 5-2. Gamblers, 13 minutes to go in Green Bay. The Gamblers ahead 5-2 over the Sioux City Musketeers. Storm looking to try to catch Sioux City or Sioux Falls. The two teams are separated by 1 point. Sioux City down 5-2. Sioux Falls is down 4-1 to Waterloo with 10 minutes to go in that game. Make that 4-2. Sioux Falls with a late charge here. 9 minutes to go. Tony Calderon and CJ Franklin. Franklin with a shorthanded goal to make it 4-2, Waterloo in control. Winnecke has 2 goals for the Blackhawks. Pecoraro and Sanford have also scored. For Waterloo, they lead 4-2 over Sioux Falls. We'll keep you updated on these games and others going on around the league. Right now, the three teams in front of the Storm, Des Moines, Sioux City, and Sioux Falls, are all losing. Tri-City trailing 4-2 here. So even any points for the Storm would be huge, trying to get back into the race in the Western Conference playoff battle. This is game number 32 of the season. A lot of games to go, but getting to the latter stages of the season as we are in the second half. Tri-City trailing 4-2 right now to the Lancers, and we're ready to get to the third period. Take a break here on the Breeze and come back with the third and final period between Tri-City and Omaha. 4-2 Lancer lead right now after two. On your Storm Radio Network, 94.5 FM.
Best Western Plus, Kearney's number one hotel on TripAdvisor and the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm. The Best Western Plus, located just off Interstate 80 and next to the Viera Event Center, offering spacious rooms, pillow top beds, free hot breakfast, fitness room, indoor pool, and hot tub. Call Best Western Plus at 308-234-2541 to book your stay. Best Western Plus, the official headquarters of the Storm.
Two things that make any morning better. Donuts and coffee from Carney's Daylight Donuts. The folks at Daylight Donuts have been up early for over 30 years hand-making fresh pastries every day. In fact, they open shop at 1 a.m. most mornings to make your favorites. Glazed, frosted with nuts or sprinkles, donut holes, muffins, pies, cheesecakes, and so much more. Find Carney's Daylight Donuts on Facebook or daylightbakeshop.com. In downtown Kearney, under the Big Red Rooster, Daylight Donuts, something to crow about.
Hey, hockey fans, this is Jeff from Big O Tires, and if you need new tires or auto service this fall or winter and are a little strapped for cash, come to Big O Tires and check out our 90-day or 6-month interest-free financing. Get your tires or brakes done today and take up to 6 months to pay for them with no interest cost. It's just another way we want to earn your business here at Big O Tires, the team you trust with 3 convenient Tri-City locations. Tire Service Straight Talk. We are Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the Bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed. Where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. Get to know your Bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
If I could mentally evaluate Buffalo Chicken Strips from Burger King, I'd have to say they're insane. At first, they were warm and tender. Seconds later, they went hot and spicy. Then they ran wild across my tongue, driving it to spicy madness. Not to mention they've covered themselves in buffalo sauce. Yes, they're crazy. The good kind of crazy.
Come try the new Buffalo Chicken Strips now at Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off season.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always. The time is now. The third and final period starts next. You're listening to the Storm Radio Network. Back to the ice. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffrin.
Big O Tires, third period of play on the breeze, 94.5 FM. 4-2 lead for the Lancers. We got an out-of-town update for you. Since the time we last told you the scoreboard, Sioux Falls has scored yet again. 4-3 Waterloo leads Sioux Falls up at Sioux Falls Arena. 3 consecutive goals for the Stampede after trailing 4-0 headed to the third. Sioux City and Des Moines still trailing, but we'll head to the third period here. Tri-City is going from right to left on your radio dial. Lancers from left to right. Storm trailing by 2. Need a comeback effort here in the Big O Tires. Third period of play, and the faceoff's won by the Storm. Gomez into the zone, chip one in on net, and it was covered up by Hockey. And the Storm will get an offensive zone faceoff just 6 seconds into the opening minute here in the third period. Faceoff now is to the right of Hockey. Kevin Kerr, good to see Kevin Kerr is back. Didn't look like he would return, but Kevin Kerr has made it back onto the ice, so the Storm back to 5 defensemen on the bench. That's huge for Tri-City. Here's a shot from Huff, and nice save by Jacob Johansson with the glove. So stop play. We're just 17 seconds in to the third period, and Kevin Kerr is staying in this game. Got to applaud the effort to the defensemen for Tri-City. The Storm were already short. One D-man coming in, and Kerr is on the bench and ready to get back in action in this third period. Faceoff won by the Lancers. Shot was blocked. And now here come the Storm. It's Pat Curry into the zone. Curry on the right circle to the center for Berger. Couldn't get a shot off. Berger got taken down, went into the wall, and he pried it over to Curry with his hand. But not whistled as a hand pass, I believe, as somehow the Storm made that play legally. Official was all over it and said no. So Ryan Tate ends up winning the battle and sends it all the way down for Omaha, but it's an icing whistle on the Lancers. Puck carried on this newly cleaned ice all the way down to the Storm end. Tri-City with another offensive zone faceoff. 9 minutes and 13 seconds to go in the game here in the Big O Tires third period. Kevin Kerr back on the ice for Tri-City. We'll see his first shift since going down earlier in the game. Faceoff is scrum four and one by the Storm. Lebosky with a shot is kicked aside by Hawkey. Down low, nice win by Abel. Poganski trying to center for Lebosky. Turned over, though, to Hines. And now it's Hines on the far side. Forsbacka Carlson into the zone. To the center, lost the puck. Abel has a chance to get it to Poganski, and he got it just ahead of Poganski. And down it goes. Connor Light got it to the far side. It's swept in and neutralized by the Lancers. And it'll go into the Storm end. Icing waved off as Schultz plays it to Dello. Dello on the far side. Nice pass to Lebosky. Lebosky as Poganski ran into the official, but Lebosky's in. He shoots it wide of the net. Now the rebound. Dello keeps it in, but it's cleared out by Angelo. Angelo to neutralize. Send it too far in front of Henderson. Icing whistled on the Lancers. 18:23 to go in the Big O Tires third period here on the Breeze. Tri-City Storm looking to make a comeback. They're trailing 4-2 to the Omaha Lancers. Face-off in the offensive zone for Tri-City. Hawkey is ready for the face-off. The netminder for the Lancers. The face-off will come to his left. It's won by Tri-City. Dello with a shot gets deflected in the netting and out of play. And the face-off will stay right at the Tri-City Storm offensive right circle. So again, to the left of Hawkey for Omaha. 18:18 to go in the game. In the third period, Tri-City trailing 4-2. Storm goals have been scored by Dan Lebosky and Joel Esperance. Face-off now to the left of Hawkey is won by Omaha. Tucker Pullman plays it behind the net for Smith. Nice job by Gomez getting the puck for the Storm. Gomez on the near side half wall to Wilkie. Up top, shot from Lang. Save made by Hawkey. Nice job by Lang to get that shot through. Now it's Wilkie up top again. Lost the puck. Louis Rowe sent it to Angelo. It's out of the zone. Back to Torridello and the Storm in. On the near side, Sean Lang. Gomez was calling for it, but Lang will send it. Nice pass to Wilkie all the way down in the Omaha end. Wilkie on the far side wall. Couldn't get a hold of it. Tucker Pullman will play it. Pullman with L'Esperance on him. Banks it off the wall. Gomez keeps it in. Nice pass on the far side of Wilkie. Wilkie back to L'Esperance. Gomez in. He scores! What a beautiful play. It's Garrett Gomez. His third of the season. And the Storm are back within one. 17:34 to go. L'Esperance made the extra pass. He could have shot it from the slot, but instead he left it to Gomez. Nicest goal of Gomez's season this year. And what a move in front of the net. Gomez made it happen. From the top of the crease, he deked out Hawkey and put it home. As he was falling down, Garrett Gomez puts the Storm within one goal, 4-3 Omaha, 17:34 to go in the game. L'Esperance and Wilkie with the assist. Hard working play from Chris Wilkie on that shift. Wilkie here, as we enter the second half of the season, has become a different player and a difference maker for Tri-City. Berger wins the faceoff now as we resume play. Storm got to make sure they continue to come after Omaha. Had the letdown after their last goal as they send it back into the Lancers end. Played on the far side through the center. Dangerous puck bouncing up top. Curry able to keep it in down low. Johnson to the near side where Nelson will let it go for Gage Huff. And Omaha has that top line out. Got to be careful against these guys. Down low into the Storm end. Goes for Berger. Berger up the wall. Bouncing puck out of the zone. Here comes Pat Curry with speed. Curry into the zone. Sends it into the near side corner. Racing for it. Trying to play against Johnson but couldn't get there. And now it's moved to the center. Deflected by McMurphy. Still in the zone. Matt Nelson off the wall. And it can't get it out. Another chance for Omaha to get it out. This time they will. It's Randolph. But he got muddled by Huff. And he still got the puck in the Lancers' end of things. Turnover. Here's Eastman. Eastman to the net. Shoots. Save. Hawkey. Rebounds loose. Eastman to the center for McMurphy. Couldn't get a shot off. Loose puck again. Lancers have it. Forsbacka Carlson behind his own net. Storm on the attack here on the forecheck. Turned over. Almost turned over again. But now the Lancers have it in neutral ice. Moved in by Forsbacher Carlson. Two Storm players put him on the near side glass, and Dello takes the puck. Dello to Joey DiBenedetto on the near side. Got it forward for McMurphy. McMurphy got it to neutral ice. Eastman tried to move by Schultz, but Hines took it back. And DiBenedetto, big hit on Forsbacher Carlson on the far side. Tate moves it into the zone. Banked right back out by Lang. Sent in by the Lancers. And Dello has it for Tri-City. Banks it to the far side for Lang. Lang back to Dello. Moving up ice now. Leaves it for Abel. Nice pass to Lebosky, but he couldn't get a hold of it as Hines banks it back. Dello's got it. Dello takes a shot. Save made by Hockey, and he'll just hang on. So the Storm will take the offensive zone faceoff. 15:33 to go here in the Big O Tires third period. At Big O Tires, they do more than just tires. They do brakes, alignments, shocks, struts, belts, hoses, radiator service, batteries, transmission service, and more. And their service work is guaranteed at over 1,000 locations across the country. Head to Big O Tires in Kearney and Grand Island today. So it's a 4-3 game here at the Viero Event Center. Early third period goal for Tri-City has put them behind by just one. The goal scored by Gomez, assist to L'Esperance and Wilkie at 2:26. Wilkie continues a little streak of his with some points. L'Esperance has 2 points on the night. Wilkie with 2 points on the night. So, Stormer down by one with 15:33 to go, but the key will be, can they hold off Omaha's potent offense for the rest of this game? Give themselves a chance at trying to tie this thing up. Nolan Abel now against Williams on the faceoff, and it's one forward by Abel. What an effort by Nolan Abel to move it into the corner. And now he kicks it to Lebosky behind the net. Lebosky up top to Cecere. He can't hold it in. Cecere's got a hustle, and he can't win the race. It's Jordan who shoots and misses the net. Rebound is shot off the side of the net by Henderson. Wow, nice move by Zach Jordan. Jordan just missed the net, but he beats Asir to the puck to make the play happen. And now Tri-City tags up their onside. Lebosky's pass knocked away as he gets knocked down. And now Pullman on the far side as Smith got it in deep for Omaha. Huff around the near side. First line on again for the Lancers. Down low, Vessel. Played down low to Asir, though. And Asir starts forward for Tri-City. Wilkie across to L'Esperance. L'Esperance into the zone. Stops at the left circle. Centering pass. Wilkie with a backhand shot was blocked by Vessel. Down low, Gomez in the near side. Top lines against each other here. Gomez up top for Kevin Kerr. Kerr on the far side. Down low. It was taken away by Johnson. Gomez trying to get it back. Huff has it. Gomez sends it in deep. Nice work by Gomez. L'Esperance gets hit hard by Nelson on the back wall. And he's slow to get up, but he is back on his feet now and trying to get back in the play. Johnson sends it in deep for the Lancers. L'Esperance will get off the ice for a change for Tri-City. Kevin Kerr comes forward, past the red line, sends it in deep. Stormer in onside. Mayer takes it on the near side, runs into a Lancer player. Connor Light sent it around the far side, intercepted by Curry. Curry takes a hit, trying to move it with Mayer. Mayer has it in between his skates. And that's poked free and Forsbacher Carlson. Lancers have it. Tate to Hines. Hines shoots, misses the net wide. Rebound. Johansson makes a save. Down low, Tate takes a shove there, and a penalty to Tri-City is upcoming. Tate has it to the center for Light. Loose puck. Storm trying to touch up, and they do. Schultz won the race to the puck, and it's going to be a cross check on Tri-City. Tough penalty on the Storm, but it looked like the right call as Dello will head to the box. 2 minutes on the board. Johansson has skated over the bench. Johansson having an equipment issue here as his pad is too far down. It needs his skate wiped off. An issue with Johansson's equipment. Equipment manager and trainer Matt Stern is repairing this pad here and trying to change things out for Johansson. 2 minutes on the board. Dello for cross-checking. Tri-City Storm trail in this game by a score of 4-3. And We haven't seen another member of the Storm, Thomas Aldworth, in some time. I'm going to try to scan the bench when I have a second and see if Aldworth is still here. Faceoff's won by Omaha on the power play. It's a GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. Randolph in the near side to the center up top. Pullman down low to Vessel. Vessel gets away from Kerr. He shoots to the center and Lang stops it. Lang stopped the pass to the center. Tucker Pullman fell down but still kept it in. And a big hit by Kevin Kerr and another penalty to Tri-City. Now a 5-on-3 for Omaha for a minute 32. Kevin Kerr took down Vessel on the far side. It was a dangerous hit near the wall. And 2 minutes for hitting from behind for Kevin Kerr. This is huge. 5-on-3 for the Lancers. 12:57 to go in the game. This could change things dramatically here. Faceoff is won by the Lancers. They win it forward. Vessel sent it up top for Huff, who got it back to Vessel. Now a stoppage, a hand pass. Fortunate whistle for Tri-City for the hand pass on the Lancers. Not what Omaha is trying to do there on a 5-on-3. Faceoff moved out of the zone. A minute 24 left in the GNC penalty kill, which is a 5-on-3, and then there'll be about 30 more seconds of 5-on-4 time. Storm with three players on. Lancers win the faceoff. Pullman into the zone. Shoved by Schultz. Pullman's still on his feet. He's got it. Loose stick. It's Berger without a stick now. Randolph holding up top. Pullman to the far side. Johnson with a shot. Sprawling blocked by Berger. Berger without a stick blocked it. Now Vessel up top for Pullman. Pullman loses the puck. It's taken away by Schultz. Schultz with a break. He's into the Lancer end. And he can't get a shot off, but a huge play there. Berger gets a stick. He's in deep. And now the Storm got to get back here. Loose puck at the center. Cecere can't get it. Randolph's got it. Into the zone. Randolph stops. Centering pass. Save made. Johansson on Vessel. Calm things down here. 5-on-3 for the Lancers. They have the rebound. Pullman to the far side. Gets it back. Pullman down low. It's Randolph on the bottom of the right circle. Randolph to the center. Huff shoots and he scores. Huff rang that one off the right post, and then it went to the back of the net. And the Lancers get the 5-on-3 goal they were searching for and lead 5-3 with 11:53 to go. Penalties costly for Tri-City in the third period here as the Lancers get their first power play goal of the night and go back on top 5-3. There's now 56 seconds left in the penalty to Kevin Kerr. And the Storm need to kill this one to keep it a two-goal difference. Faceoff is won by Tri-City. L'Esperance got it forward, but not deep, as it's deflected back to the Storm end. Torre Dello hammers one to neutralize. Here's L'Esperance with it. L'Esperance here with a two-on-two. He's moving in. He shoots. Save made by Hockey. L'Esperance has got his own rebound, and he'll put it in deep. And now Gomez puts a hit on Nelson, and it's moved forward by the Lancers. Ryan Tate now. Tate from the near side corner to the center, Schultz. Now it's Forsbacka Carlson in onside. Forsbacka Carlson behind the net. Lang draped on him. Lang holding him up. It gets poked down low. Angelo with Dello on him. Move to Tate. Tate up top now to Nelson. Nelson back to Forsbacka Carlson. He's taken down, no call. Lancers try to center it, deflected away by Dello. Dello wraps it around the wall, not out. Final seconds of the penalty to Kerr. One last chance for the Lancers. Move down low. Shot. Save. Johansson deflects over the net. We're back at even strength. It's Ryan Tate up top for Schultz. Schultz back to Tate. Tate looks. Shoots. Deflection into the netting and out of play. So halfway through the third and final period presented by Big O Tires. We've got a 5-3 game. Lancers in the lead. Two goals in the period. One for either side. One for Gomez and one for Gage Huff. Huff with two goals in the game now for Omaha. That's the difference. They lead by two. Faceoff won by Tri-City. Cecere has it for the Storm. Back at even strength. Mayer lifts it and neutralized. Curry gloves it down. And hand pass not whistled as the Storm continue to play the puck. But it's taken by Omaha. Now it's Brian Williams leading a two-on-two. Far side Henderson shoots. Johansson got a piece of the shot, which was deflected. He got it with a glove. Jordan down low. is moved by the Storm, Pat Curry. Curry, nice pass to the center for Mayer. Mayer's in the zone. He shoots. It was blocked. And now Williams will start the other way. Brian Williams had a pass to the center, glove down by Abel. Abel moves around him. Tries to shoot it in deep, and he gets it in deep. Around the back of the net, Poganski is on for Tri-City. Poganski sends it in for Abel. Abel back to Poganski. Behind the net, Poganski. Up top, Lebowski. Now Sean Lang. Lang shoots. Glove save by Hockey. Hockey through the traffic again, seeing the puck well, and makes the glove save to stop play. 9:54 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City trailing 5-3. It's been an uphill battle all night for the Storm. It was 1-1 after the first period, but the Lancers took control in the second, and the Storm have been trying to fight back ever since. Lang sent it in deep off a faceoff win for the Storm. Gomez settles it down, takes a hit from Connor Light. Wilkie moved it up the wall, but Louis Rowe cut it off, and Rowe takes it into the Storm end. Rolling puck, and Johansson just covers up, takes a snow shower, and Warden gets shoved down by Sean Lang. Sean Lang took offense to a Nash Warden snow shower, and Jim Holton couldn't be more dissatisfied on the bench. Holton has been a very outspoken coach about not taking stupid penalties after the whistle, and Sean Lang is going to go right now. Lang will go for the Storm, and luckily for him, he's taking Louis Rowe with him. So we'll stay at even strength with 9:38 to go in the game. Storm should not be in the business of taking penalties here if they've seen how it's hurt them in the third. 5-3 the score. Lang and Rowe in the box. And this is especially Jim Holton is upset because he only has five defensemen. Now with Lang in the box, he only has four defensemen. And so the Lancers win the faceoff. They have it in deep. Randolph on the back wall getting shoved by Cecere. Cecere trying to take the puck. It's moved to Lebowski on the near side. He sends it up and out. Eastman calms it down. Into the zone it goes. Got to say, I don't see Aldworth, and I think Aldworth is done for the game as he is not on the bench or on the ice. Storm have it now. Lebowski into the zone. Lebowski with a shot blocked by Schultz. Lebowski trying to get it back on the wall. Lebowski has it. He centers it up top for Jalen Schultz, who keeps it in. Schultz on the right point. Try to bank it down low to Lebowski. Looking to the center. It was deflected. Eastman with a chance, and he couldn't get a shot off. Now Gage Huff gets it out of the zone. Rolling back to the Storm, and it will reach for icing. Storm getting a lucky icing call there. Could have gone either way. But the officiating crew gives it a Tri-City. So the Storm now, without Aldworth, are looking at 12 forwards and 5 defensemen. But one of those defensemen still in the box, and that's Sean Lang. 8:46 to go. Storm win the faceoff, trailing by 2. Dello on the far side. Gomez centered it up top to Kevin Kerr on the left point. Kerr across for Dello. Shoots. Saved by Hockey. Wilkie able to go through the crease to try to play it on the far side. It's moved to the near side corner, and Vessel airs it out to neutralize. Kevin Kerr back to Wilkie. Waits. Gets it onside. L'Esperance. Shot save made by Hockey. Rebound Gomez. Gomez twisting and turning. Up top, Kevin Kerr fakes on a shot. Shoots one. Save made by Hockey. Rebound. Wilkie trying to pick it up. And on the far side wall, Vessel settles it down to Johnson. Wilkie, a shot behind the play there to Randolph. And L'Esperance gets a turnover. L'Esperance to the center with a man on his back. Holding. Puts it down low. Moves to the near side. Gomez. Storm have the Lancers pinned in deep here. Gomez drops his man, Vessel. As the top line for Omaha, a bit tired here. And the helmet of Randolph still laying on the ice. Tate now from the far side corner into the Storm end. Tate stopped by Cecere, shoved into the wall. Storm have become physical here in the third. And it's moved forward. Pat Curry will rush with it. Curry past the red line. He gets it into the zone. Centering pass. Curry cannot get a shot off. And he rides Pullman into the far side wall. And it's Curry and Drew Mayer. Mayer couldn't get a hold of it. Now a penalty is whistled here on Tri-City. Well, penalty will be whistled. A delayed call. Forsbacka Carlson taken off the puck by Berger and Schultz tried to shoot it, and now Hines attacks Schultz. Mayer trying to turn Hines around and give him a face wash. The team's all together here. Bit testy in the eighth meeting of the season between these two. Officials shoved Curry off of Hines. There was a delayed penalty coming to Tri-City, and Schultz may take a penalty as well. Schultz tried to shoot that puck as the penalty was whistled, and Hines just attacked him. Mayer went after Hines. No gloves dropped. And interesting, the Storm have not had a fight in some time here. I'd say the Storm are going on about a month since we've seen anybody's gloves drop. Hines is in the box for that hit. The original penalty, I think, is going to be called on Mayer for a slash. I think the first penalty was a slash to Mayer. There's 7:07 to go. Tri-City down by 2 goals. Cecere and Pullman pleading their sides to the officials here. And again, a delayed penalty was going to be whistled. Schultz, in touching up the puck, took the slap shot at a player for Omaha. Hines took offense and attacked Schultz. Pat Curry is going over to the box. It looks like the Storm will still be a man down. Tri-City had the initial penalty, I believe, to Mayer for a slash, and now, or maybe to Curry for a slash, and then Mayer and Hines are going to go for after-the-whistle misbehavior, which I think would be a fair assessment by the officials if that's what we have. The explanation coming to Jim Holton now, and we'll see if what they put on the scoreboard. Again, 7:07 remaining in the Big O Tires third period. Tri-City fighting an uphill battle here, trailing 5-3 to Omaha. Roughing minor to Hines. Roughing new to Mayer. And an unsportsmanlike conduct. Patrick Curry gets an Patrick Curry, 2 minutes for roughing and an unsportsmanlike. So my question is, what was the initial penalty? The initial penalty must have been to Mayer. I can't believe they called a two-minute roughing to Curry. Curry didn't even do anything in that whole scrum. He got pushed away by the official is what he did. But the faceoff was won by Omaha, and the Storm and the GNC penalty kill. Lebowski breaks up a pass and sends it out of the zone. Back to Pullman. Tough call for the Storm there on Curry, as it sounds like he's done for the game with a misconduct. Just 7 minutes to go. Lancers in onside once more. Kevin Kerr breaks that one up, trying to get it out. Vessel stopped it. Randolph behind the net. Up top for Pullman on the far side. Down low Randolph in the far side corner to Tyler Vessel. Got it to Johnson up top on the right point. Kept it in on a bank shot over to Randolph. Centering pass to Pullman. 1:15 left in the power play for Omaha. Vessel to the center, deflected almost out, but it kept in by Pullman. Shot from Pullman was batted out by Tri-City. Nice job by McMurphy on a second effort. Lancers back in onside. Sent to Gage Hoff. Pullman spun around. Up top for Johnson on the left point. Johnson, down low to Vessel. Centering pass went by Randolph, and it's Pullman down to Vessel. Shoved there by Kerr. Randolph over to Hoff. Centering pass. Vessel had a shot. Saved by Johansson. Nice save by Johansson there to get it up top. Up top now to Johnson. Keeps it in on the line. Turned over to Kerr. Kevin Kerr sends it to L'Esperance off a skate. And L'Esperance is in offside, which stops the clock. 28 seconds to go in the GNC penalty kill for Tri-City. There's 5:34 to go in the game. And the Storm are trailing the Lancers 5-3. Pogansky will take the faceoff here, and Lancers win it back. Pogansky goes right forward and takes the puck. Pogansky into the corner. Takes a hit there, but moves it to Wilkie. Up top, Cecere. Cecere makes one move. Cecere, another move. Taken down, and now the Storm got to get back here. Cecere was the defenseman in deep. Now here comes the Lancers. Angelo, the far side. Turnover. Pogansky couldn't get it out. Pogansky, a second effort, can't get it out again. Final seconds of the Lancers power play. To the center for Forsbacher. Carlson, he shoots it over the net. Rebound, save Johansson, and he covers. Game-saving save for now for Johansson. He sprawled out and got the rebound. Out of the box comes Mayer and Hines. So the penalties. Mayer for roughing. Then Curry for unsportsmanlike conduct. Just a 2 minute. So not a 10 minute. I heard that wrong. So Curry is still in the game. And he's out of the box. Mayer for roughing. Curry unsportsmanlike conduct. Hines for roughing. My question is, what was the initial penalty? Must have been a Mayer roughing penalty was the initial penalty that was going to be called. And how Schultz escaped penalty is beyond me. So I don't know what the official's decision was there, but the Storm were supposed to be shorthanded before the roughness after the whistle. So Storm killed that penalty. And there's 5 minutes and change to go in the Big O Tires. Third period, Tri-City needs two. They trail 5-3 here on the Breeze, 94.5. Storm knocked the Lancers off in the Ralston Arena on Wednesday, 2-1 score. And now here in this one, it's 5-3. Face off to the right of Johansson now with 5 minutes and 2 seconds to go. Berger will take it against Brian Williams. Puck is dropped. Lancers win the faceoff. Light with a shot. Sicked away by Johansson in the far side corner. Henderson able to lose it to Berger. Chance in front there for Henderson, though. And it's moved to the far side wall. We're inside the Diamond Vogel final five here on the Breeze. Lancers lead by two, and a shot missed the net wide there from Jordan. Curry takes a hit, trying to move the puck. It's to the top of the zone. A lot of players pushing and shoving. And the puck was underneath the Storm player, pushing and shoving after the whistle. Curry in it once again. A little bit of an agitator, Curry is. And the Lancers have been taking offense to Pat Curry here tonight. 4:34 to go in the game. Storm need two goals. They trail 5-3, but they're out shooting the Lancers 37-29 here at the Vieira Event Center. L'Esperance will take the draw against Anthony Angelo for Omaha. Faceoff is won by the Lancers, and they send it into the Storm A. Cecere with it. Cecere got it forward to L'Esperance, and now it's Wilkie. 2-on-2 for the Storm. Got it to Gomez into the zone, but Gomez lost control, and Pullman picked it up. Wilkie could have carried that in the zone on a 2-on-2, instead gave it to Gomez, who couldn't handle it. Cecere is in deep trying to keep the play alive as Pullman gets control and moves forward. Out of the zone, Lancers come. Warden puts it in deep into the Storm and banks off the near side glass to Louis Rowe. Centering pass, dangerous. Gomez had it, but he turned it over to Vessel. Vessel, down low, stripped of the puck by Kevin Kerr. Kerr up the far side. Warden taken down. No call coming. Lancers keep possession. Rowe to the center, through the skates of Vessel. L'Esperance got it forward to Wilkie on the far side. Wilkie's into the zone. Tries a move on Johnson, lost the puck. Matt Nelson has it now. Nelson from the near side, out of the zone. Rolling puck, Schultz couldn't take it. It's Vessel who brings it in. Shoot, save Johansson. Great shot by Vessel. The rebound came for Huff, and he put it wide. And now it's Gomez who will start forward, and he just flips it in. Gomez has to go for a change. Abel went flying into the wall there on the far side, and now the Lancers send it back into the Storm end. Abel seems to be okay, back on his feet. Poganski up the far side wall to Abel, out of the zone. 3:05 to go in the Diamond Vogel final five. Sent in deep by the Lancers again. It's Lang on the near side for Lebowski. Sends it to Abel, back to Lebowski. Lebowski got it into the zone, but not deep, and now the Lancers send it back to the Tri-City end. As Johansson leaves it for Cecere, who puts it in the near side for Lebowski. Finds Berger through neutral ice. Berger into the zone. Berger into the zone. Hockey steers it away to the far side wall. Far side now, Lancers. With control, Jimmy Schultz to the near side. L'Esperance intercepts. Plays it up top for Cecere. Storm net is empty. Storm net is empty. 2:25 to go. An early pull of the netminder. A shot to the center from Mayer went wide. L'Esperance looking for it. Cecere keeps it in. Lancer player Hines flying. Chance in front for Curry. Tries to put it in. Stuffing it. And he can't get it in. And it's held up and the whistle blows. Hockey was sprawled out, and he held his pad on the post. Pat Curry trying to stuff in play, and he couldn't make it happen. 5-3 Lancers, 2:10 to go. Johansson is out of the net. Storm have the extra attacker on the ice right now. And now we get a timeout for Tri-City, and Coach Holton is going to devise a play here. Holton going to devise a play for his team. Trailing by 2 goals, a great look there for the Storm, and Pat Curry had the puck, but he didn't have it cleanly initially, so he settled it down, and Hockey got into position, so he tried to move it around Hockey and shove it in. Hockey sprawled out and kept his pad on the post, keeping the puck out of the net. When it comes to quality products and customer service, look to the professionals at Diamond Vogel Paints, with locations in McCook, Kearney, and Grand Island. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint. Tri-City trailing 5-3. It was 1-1 after one, but Omaha scored the 2 goals in the second period to open it up. 38 seconds into the period, Vessel scored his 26th of the season, leading the USHL. Then Huff scored from Randolph and Vessel. L'Esperance made it a 1-goal game again, but Matt Nelson scored from Jake Henderson. Storm have outshot the Lancers 38-30 in this game. Faceoff is to Hockey's left. Net is empty with 2:10 to go. Tri-City trailing by 2. Faceoff is scrum form, won by the Storm. Gomez in the far side corner. Gomez got it up top for Lebowski. Center for Cecil. Now on the near side, Wilkie. Wilkie holding. Nice pass to Lebowski, but he leaves it up for Cecil. Back to Wilkie now on the near side. Wilkie still holding with it. Got it through the center to the far side corner. Lebowski down low. L'Esperance. Gets a shove. Keeps the puck. Now Gomez. Gomez in the near side. Trying to cycle to Wilkie. Up top. Kept in by Lebowski. Tees up a shot. It was blocked. Storm have to tag up as it's out of the zone. Cecil to Lebowski. Now Wilkie. Wilkie enters the zone. Leaves the puck though. Poganski didn't know where it was, and it's sent right back out and out of play. And the officials will say the faceoff will stay out of the Omaha end. So Johansson, we think, will go back in the net. Still 1:24 to go. But Holton doesn't want any of that. He's keeping 6 skaters on the ice for the final minute 24. Storm trailing by 2. They win the faceoff, the Storm do. Lebowski got it to Wilkie, who sends it in deep. Connor Light from the back of the net. Poked into the corner. Played up the wall. But L'Esperance steps in front of it and keeps it in. Vessel on him. L'Esperance now with Nelson on him. Wilkie is there. Storm trying to jam the puck free. We're back to a minute left in the game. L'Esperance gets it to the center. Falls down. Keeps the puck to Gomez. Back to L'Esperance. Makes a move to the far side. Lebowski to the center. L'Esperance put it wide. Rebound loose. Played by Randolph. Randolph gets it to the top. Knocked down by Gomez. They say it's a high stick. The Storm are irate that they called a high stick on Gomez. And now Johansson will have to come back into the net because the faceoff will be in the Storm end. Like to see a replay of that one as Gomez hit it with a high stick. The rule is it cannot be above the crossbar of the net. And I guess the officials, who were right there on top of it, said that it was. Tough call on the Storm. 46 seconds to go in the game. Tri-City trails by 2. Berger on the faceoff, able to get possession, but Hines keeps it in for Omaha. Now the Lancers send it in deep to the near side corner. Tate takes a shove, and it's pried free by Forsbacka Carlson. Into the corner he goes. Played down low to Curry with 25 seconds to go. Far side, Drew Mayer. Mayer up the ice. Got it to Berger, but it's stopped by Omaha. Johansson to the bench. Shot to the empty net by Hines was blocked. And now a scrum for neutral ice. Back into the Storm zone with just 10 seconds to go. Kevin Kerr, one last rush to Curry. Back to Omaha's sticks, and that'll do it for this one. Tri-City falls in this game 5-3. A valiant effort by Tri-City, outshooting the Lancers 40-30, but they got behind early and could not get back as the buzzer sounds and the Lancers take their seventh win over the Storm this season. Tri-City falls to 1-7 against the in-state rivals, the Omaha Lancers. 5-3, the final. Lancers win it. We'll take a break and come back with the Old Chicago postgame show in just a moment here on The Breeze 94.5.
Diamond Vogel for all your fall interior paint needs. Stop today and pick from 1,300 colors to choose from or bring us a sample of what you want us to match and we can do it. Diamond Vogel, several lines in various sheens and can certainly find something to fit every budget and need you might have. See us today at Diamond Vogel Paint Centers in McCook, Grand Island, or Kearney. Diamond Vogel, the miracle of paint, now the official paint of the Tri-City Storm.
Viero is proud to announce that our fast 4G data service is now available in your area. And because it's unlimited, you won't have to worry about sharing, going over your limits, or the sky-high prices that result. Match our unlimited 4G service with the sleek and powerful Samsung Galaxy S4. It's yours for only $1 down plus small monthly payments. And enter to win tickets to National Football's big game in February 2014. Come get the power of unlimited 4G data from Viero. It's the power to do more everything.
See store for restrictions.
Mooney, get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
The warmth, the comfort, the great selection of new Uggs are now available at Brown Shoe Fit. Ladies, if you want to surround your feet with the warmth available only from the finest sheepskin, check out the great selection of Ugg footwear from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney. Uggs are designed in Australia for natural warmth and comfort that wicks away moisture in some of the most desired styles available. Stop by today and see the new Uggs at Brown Shoe Fit in Hastings, Grand Island, and Kearney.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Hi, I'm Bo Huffman from your Hastings and Kearney GNCs. If you're tired of all those weight loss gimmicks and get thin quick plans that just don't work, come see me. Health and nutrition start with the basics, and no one plan works for everyone. I will help you find the right vitamins and supplements to help you look and feel your best. Live well is GNC's motto, and we want everyone to live the best life possible each and every day. Plus, save 20% off your purchases with your gold card every day at the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall and the Hastings GNC just north of Walmart.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. This is the Old Chicago Postgame Show. To recap this one, we go back to the broadcast booth. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Sheffrin.
Old Chicago Postgame Show here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Tri-City Storm dropped this one 5-3, the final score. They fall to the Omaha Lancers here at the Viero Event Center. We're inside the Old Chicago postgame show. Old Chicago is the place where Storm fans go before and after the games. With the best selection of food for the whole family, it's the best place to hang out with other fans. Old Chicago, eat, drink, and be yourself. Here on the Breeze, 94.5. Again, the final score, 5-3. Lancers defeat Tri-City. And a back-and-forth game it was, but the Storm got behind in the second and never came back. Tri-City outshoots Omaha 40-30 overall, and they held the Lancers to just six shots
in the final 20 minutes, but it wasn't enough. Lancers got the first goal of the game with 1 minute remaining in the first period. It was Connor Light, the defenseman, who scored his third goal of the season, all three against the Storm, from Tyler Hines at 19 minutes of the first, and the Lancers led 1-0. The Storm responded 29 seconds later to bring it into the second period, tied 1-1. Dan Lebosky scored his third of the season from Austin Poganski and Nolan Abel. For Abel, it's his second assist of the season, Poganski's fourth assist and 13th point. And it was tied 1-1 after one period. In the second, the Lancers got an early goal from Tyler Vessel. Who else? Vessel has just absolutely murdered the Storm this season. He not only leads the league with 26 goals, but he has seven of them against Tri-City. 38 seconds into the second period, Vessel from Tucker Pullman made it 2-1 Omaha. Then Gage Huff opened the lead, made it 3-1 Lancers. Got a feed from Jake Randolph, Tyler Vessel, second assist. And that goal made it 3-1. Huff from Randolph and Vessel beat Johansson up top at 7:16 of the second period. And it was 3-1 Lancers. Couple minutes later, the Storm got back on the board. Joel Lesperance from Chris Wilkie and Kevin Kerr made it 3-2 Lancers. Lesperance on a rebound in front. So quick, it was a bang-bang play. Wilkie took the initial shot, and Lesperance banged it in after the first save from Hayden Hawkey at 10:32. So halfway through the game, the Storm were just down one goal, and it looked like they had some momentum. However, seconds later, just 22 seconds later, probably the biggest goal of the game, Matt Nelson puts the Lancers right back ahead by two, and that deflated the Storm a bit. Nelson from Jake Henderson at 10:54, and you had three goals in just over 3 minutes. But the end result was that the Lancers were still ahead by two goals. They led 4-2 after the second period. In the third, Tri-City got on the board early. Gomez from Lesperance and Wilkie. Gomez's third goal of the season. Lesperance and Wilkie with the assists. Lesperance, by the way, now 19 goals and 12 assists for 31 points in 32 games for the big center. But Gomez on a great feed from Lesperance makes it 4-3. So again, the Storm just down by a goal, but this time they hurt themselves, taking two consecutive penalties, giving the Lancers a 5-on-3 opportunity, and Gage Huff scores the power play goal that put the Lancers up 5-3, and that's the way it stayed. Tri-City outshot the Lancers in the third period by a total of 14-6. They pulled their netminder, Jacob Johansson, but credit the goaltender for Omaha, Hayden Hawkey, making 37 saves on 40 shots, really seeing the puck well tonight. And he was a huge difference in the game. Johansson allowed 5 goals on 30 shots. And a bit of a rough night for the Storm defensively. They were missing Nolan Glukowski, the captain, and one of their 6 defensemen. So they only had 5 dressed defensemen. And the Storm fall 5-3. They outshoot Omaha 40-30 on the scoreboard. That is your Stadler Implement game recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and grain handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Let's get you tonight's 3 stars of the game presented by New West. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West. For the athlete, in all of us, 3 stars of the game here. The third star for Tri-City, Joel Lesperance. Goal and an assist in the game factored into the last 2 for Tri-City and now has 19 goals and 12 assists on the season for the Storm. Second star for Omaha, big difference maker in this game, Hayden Hawkey. 37 saves on 40 shots. Hawkey was all over the place and made some good saves on the Storm to keep his team in the lead for most of the way. Number one star for the Lancers. He scores 2 goals in this one, Gage Huff. Huff scored a goal in the second period and in the third on the power play, and that power play goal put it out of reach for Tri-City. Huff with 2 goals in the first star this season. Huff with 16 goals on the year and 40 points. 40 points already for Gage Huff. And if you don't think that's a lot, how about Vessel with 51 and Randolph now for the Lancers picked up a point tonight. Randolph scores another assist. He's got 41 just assists and 56 points. Does Jake Rando. Now it's time for the Dent Popper Grinder of the Night. Much like the Storm's hardest working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper in Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Grinder of the Night for Tri-City is number 44, Chris Wilkie. Wilkie, who scored a goal last game against Omaha on Wednesday, tonight was a huge factor in the Storm's success. He assists on two of the three Storm goals. Does Wilkie. And picks up the Dent Popper Grinder of the Night tonight. Really a hard-working effort as he gets the chance to play with Les Bronson Gomez on the top line. Wilkie made the most of it with two assists. We'll take a break here on the Old Chicago post-game show and come back with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holt, as the Storm dropped this one of the Lancers by a final score of 5-3 on the Breeze, 94.5.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
It's everything. Having someone to watch your back, to make things better, safer. As we get closer to the 2014 deadline to buy health insurance, rely on Blue. We'll help you navigate the new healthcare law and make smart choices for you and your family. Visit us at the Blue Store at NebraskaBlue.com. It's time. Find what you need. We've got your back. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
America's farmers feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them efficiently raise high-quality crops.
Our cooperative gives us a lot of good agronomic advice. They let us know when a certain product that we really depend on might be in short supply. They figure out ways to help us succeed with every one of our crops.
Between soil samples, spraying of weeds, fertilizing, you know they're going to get it done.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
You're listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. The Old Chicago postgame show continues. Back to the ice with Jared Schaffrin.
Old Chicago here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Jared Schaffrin joined by the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, after a 5-3 game here. The Omaha Lancers come away victorious. Tri-City Storm dropped this one by a final score of 5-3. And, Coach, seems like you were battling it a little bit tonight. Give us your initial thoughts.
Yeah, I thought we struggled to find our A game tonight, probably throughout the lineup, missing some key veterans, obviously, in Gluchowski and Horn. But I was impressed how we kind of dragged ourselves along into the battle as the game went along, and we kept getting close, but we couldn't get close enough. Every time we get close, they seemed to have an answer for us.
5-3 the final here tonight, but you get a goal at the end of the first, maybe get some momentum into the locker room, but kind of probably evaporated in the second.
Well, it did, and that's the tale of the game. Wilkie gets robbed on the doorstep, first shift of the third. They come back right down the ice and score, and that just seemed to be the type of night that it was. We would get close. We score to cut the gap to 3-2. Next shift, they go back down and score to go to 4-2. It just seemed to be that way all night. We were chasing the game all night, and that's never a good spot to be in.
You mentioned Wilkie seemed like he made the most of his chance to play on the first line here with Joel Esperance and Garrett Gomez. Have you seen a maturation process of him a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely, and he's very confident. I had a great jump in his step tonight. He just looked confident. He's a pure offensive player, and when he plays with speed and with confidence, he can be an effective weapon, and I thought he played a great game.
Same thing there, continuing with the top line.
Gomez scores a goal there. It's kind of been, he's been a little bit snake bitten this season. He's had his opportunities, couldn't make the best of them, but there he made a nice move.
Yeah, he made a great move. That was a huge goal for us at the time. And again, that line stuck with it. And there's three pretty skilled players and stepped to the forefront. But unfortunately, we just couldn't close the gap anymore.
End of the second period, you're down by two goals. Seemed like Kevin Kerr went down, went into the locker room, but he came out to start the third period. How big was that to keep it at five defensemen there and that he was able to go?
Well, it was really big for us. It's a tough kid there in Kersey who didn't want to miss any game action. I had to get the ice on it all intermission. I'm sure he'd be pretty sore tomorrow, but that's the heart and soul that we look for in our kids, and it was an impressive display by him.
Noticed Thomas Aldworth missing later in the game. Is that an injury situation? And if so, any update on that?
He's day-to-day. It's the unfortunate head injury. And he took the hit. Drew a penalty there early. It was a high hit, and he had a little bit of a headache. So in this day and age, we have to be very cautious with that. So we'll reassess tomorrow, but doubtful that he'll be in.
Seems like that's been a pretty big problem for you guys, head injuries. Seems like consecutive games here, you keep seeing guys going down. Obviously, it's a fast-moving game, and a lot of it's been made of the head injuries, but seems like you're seeing it right up close and personal here.
Well, it tends to be the way that injuries go. They never get spread out over the course of the season. They kind of hit you in fits and spurts, and we're going through one right now. But you know, we keep trying to stress that one injury just creates an opportunity for somebody else. And you know, I thought Joey DiBenedetto did a great job in limited ice time tonight when he got his opportunity. This is a young man who hasn't played a lot, but there's a perfect example. And that's why you have a system, so guys can fit in when guys go out. And we can't use excuses because every team goes through this.
You mentioned before the game, the five defensemen, the biggest change is the matchups, and you're not able to get the matchups that you might want. Did that affect you trying to match up against their top line tonight?
Well, it did a little bit. You really miss the veteran presence of Gluchowski out there, and you also miss the right-hand shot. That left it with only one right-hand shot in Dello, and that's a missing part of the game that a lot of people don't appreciate. But you know what? I thought the five guys there played a real solid effort back there against a high-powered offense.
What do you do between now and tomorrow to try to get ready for Sioux Falls?
Well, you just forget about this one. I mean, we have to look at the positives. We had 40 shots in our building, held them to 30 shots, a real high-powered offense, on a night that we didn't have our best game. So we have to try to find energy. We have to get a good meal in our stomachs tonight. We have to go home, get some rest, and then get up and get excited to be playing a team that we're chasing who also lost tonight. So we didn't lose any ground in the standings. It's one more game off of it. And you know what? If we win tomorrow night, we've won two out of three in this weekend, and that's a pretty darn good week.
Yeah, I just mentioned it. I was just about to say, Storm lose no ground in the standings tonight. All three teams in front of them that they're looking at trying to possibly catch, Sioux City, Sioux Falls, and Des Moines, all lose tonight. So no ground lost by the Storm. So I guess a chance to make it right tomorrow.
Well, that's right. You know, there's 28 games left. We're not going to go 28-0. We're not. But what I like tonight is that we keep talking about getting our game at a consistent level and stick around games. And we did that. We didn't play well tonight in terms of having energy and creativity that we normally did, but we stuck with it and we give ourselves a chance. We made it with 15 minutes to go. It's a one goal game. We're right there, and that's progress for us. We got to build off that.
All right, that's the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, here in the Old Chicago Post Game Show. Coach, we thank you very much for joining us, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Jared.
Jim Holton on the Old Chicago Post Game Show on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Let's get you a quick check of that out of town scoreboard here before we sign off tonight. Final score of this one, 5-3. The Lancers defeat the Tri-City Storm at the Viero Event Center. Quick scores, every team in the USHL in action tonight. We start in Indianapolis, where the Ice defeated Team USA by a final score of 5-1, and Indiana maintains their hold on first place in the Eastern Conference. Muskegon defeats Youngstown 4-3 and tightens things up in the playoff race in the Eastern Conference. It was Cedar Rapids who faced off against Chicago, and at the Stable in Cedar Rapids, the Rough Riders defeat the Chicago Steel in a shootout 3-2. Dubuque defeated Des Moines at Buccaneer Arena in Des Moines. The final score of that one, 3-1. Dubuque picks up 2 points. Lincoln over Fargo, 5-4. The Stars get 2 points at the Icebox and defeat the Fargo Force, 5-4. Green Bay Gamblers at home defeat the Sioux City Musketeers, 5-2. Waterloo in a wild game in Sioux Falls wins 8-3. That game, Waterloo was up 4-0. Sioux Falls scored three consecutive to make it 4-3, and then the Blackhawks scored four more and won 8-3.
And that's your update of the Out-of-Town scoreboard presented by Midway Auto Group. Final score here, the Omaha Lancers defeat the Tri-City Storm 5-3 at the Viero Event Center. The Storm are back in action tomorrow night to face the Sioux Falls Stampede. Game time is at 7:05 right here at the Viero Event Center. It'll be the second of two home games for the Storm this weekend. It'll be 80s hairband night coming up tomorrow night. We'll see the band 3D In Your Face will perform here at the Viero Event Center tomorrow night on the soundstage. They'll have three different sets, so a lot of music, chance to relive the 80s tomorrow night at the Viero Event Center, and a chance to see the Storm try to pick up 2 points against the Sioux Falls Stampede. Final score, 5-3 Omaha. That's it for us on the Breeze. We'll talk to you tomorrow night with the pregame show starting at 6:45. Until then, have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Storm Radio Network. Join us again next time for exciting hockey in the heartland with your Tri-City Storm.